The following program is an exclusive Disruption Networks production.
Hey, it's Adeline Van Dyke from Coldwell Banker Faith Properties in Utica. I always get asked, why do I love real estate? It's very simple. I love my clients. I love every single thing about helping them find or sell their home. Making sure the home is solid and ready for sale or solid and ready for the buyer's inspection. To making sure that they're getting the best rate on their mortgage. Making sure they're getting the best price on their house. You know, just everything involved in the sale is vital. My absolute favorite part of real estate is when a buyer walks into the house they're going to buy. I can feel it before they even know they're loving the house. It's just that obvious. So I'd love to experience that feeling with you. So give me a call. Adeline Van Dyke, Coldwell Banker Faith Properties, 315-404-6431. Or you can find me on Facebook or visit my website at centralnewyork.com/Adeline. Thank you. And I look forward to welcoming you home.
When it's your hard-earned money on the line that you are investing into a home, it makes sense to choose a proven professional to assist you in making one of the biggest investments you may ever make. Josh's dedication of over 20 years to the home construction industry allows him to bring knowledge and experience to your doorstep. That means you can feel confident and comfortable with his service to you. Past clients love his attention to detail and thorough written reports. By allowing priceless inspections to help you make a well-informed decision concerning your property, you will find that a quality inspection is priceless. Follow Priceless Inspections on Facebook or call 315-525-8725. In the Mohawk Valley, for the best real estate service, you gotta have faith. Caldwell Banker Faith Properties, 315-735-2222 or www.centralnyhomes.com.
Yolo, infidels, that's right. It's Hacker Hameen.
This is Al Schneer from the band Mo.
Hey, this is Corey Glover from Living Color.
And you're listening to EC Radio.
And you're listening to EC Radio.
Live on EC Radio with the Z-Man. So take the pizza out of your fat moron mouse. Sit back and listen before I give you a $5 face slap. You'll never forget, infidels. YOLO.
Welcome to EC Radio Podcast. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for joining the Disruption team, and we hope that you will support all of our sponsors. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this program.
Disruption Networks.
What's good, everybody? It is Wacky Wednesday here on EC Radio, DisruptionNetwork.net, the all-new website. Check us out on the World Wide Web. It's Z Chicken. What up, buddy? How you doing? You with us, man? Today?
Yeah, sorry. I was just helping our guest look it up on Facebook. Sorry.
Right on. Yes, before we get to the guest, let's give some love and respect out to the sponsors.
Yes, sir.
I think we need to give some love and respect out to Caldwell Banker Faith Properties. When it comes to buying a home in the Mohawk Valley, you got to have faith. Give them a call today, 315-735-2222. For commercial and residential properties, log on to centralnewyorkhomes.com for a complete and accurate and up-to-date listings. And also give some love out to the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley. And we cannot forget our homeboy, our broham, our man's in them, Josh Amodio from Priceless Inspection. A good quality home inspection is priceless. Call Josh today, 315-525-8725 for your next home inspection. In-depth and detailed reports, thorough inspections, and pays attention to details. Josh has been in the construction business his whole life and knows the importance of a good quality home inspection.
And just an all-around good dude.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And he's a renaissance man, too.
He really is.
He really is. We love you a lot, Josh. If you want to call Josh for an inspection, maybe say, you're putting your home on the market, call Josh. He can inspect your home. Or say you want to buy a house and you want to have it look at, Josh will do that for you. You know, there's a lot of things Josh could do. Call him today, 315-525-8725.
Yep. And then you have a UC on top of a mountain for you.
There you go. There you go. Good quality home inspection is priceless. You know what's priceless? this gem that we have sitting right with us in the studio today. My old friend, compadre, Gina Scampone, joining us.
The meanest hippie I've ever met.
Like, really mean?
Oh, no, well, no, not mean, but like, you don't want to get her mad.
Don't get me mad.
You consider her a hippie?
Hello.
I consider you more spiritual.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm spiritual.
You know, maybe a hippie sprinkles on top.
I think the hippie sprinkles happen during the blackout time.
she's the Italian hippie. You know, she'll like cook you a dinner and, you know, dance out to you know, mow and stuff.
Oh, I know. I'm well versed in Gina, especially back in our blackout years, which I'm hoping Gina can refresh my brain on a couple stories that I have completely forgot about.
I might be able to.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't know. I usually have to remind her of things.
Yeah, definitely.
We did have some wild times.
There were a lot of sleeping on chairs and hotel lobbies and things like that.
Yep.
Yeah, lots of that going on.
Sleeping on beaches and lounge chairs. Yeah, there was a lot of that.
You know how I knew G was really cool is when we were working at K-Rock together, and she's like, you want to go grab something to eat? I'm like, yeah, let's go get some food. And, you know, she's all in her business attire, and so am I in shirt and tie. And we end up, like, eating at the Home Depot. The little guy selling food out the Home Depot. We ate and sat on the top of my car in the parking lot eating gyros.
I do remember
that. On our
that.
Business office. I'm like, this chick is cool. I like her.
Thanks, Mike.
Imagine like 20 of us going to Florida for Joe Mama and the Funk Daddies for like 10 days. And nobody had sleeping arrangements.
No.
Nobody had. The only place we kept on going back to the Caruso's house.
Yes. Yes.
Because there was nowhere else to go.
Yes.
And that was some wild times.
I took off to one of my friend's house. And you guys didn't know where I was.
Probably because you needed a shower. We all needed showers by that time.
Yeah. I remember that. And I showed up at the gig. Everybody was all pissed off.
I think everybody was pissed off for that. There was a point where everybody was just kind of bickering at each other that we're like, we're out of here. We're going to go to Tampa.
Yeah.
But it was fun. We definitely had some fun. Eric Leo checking in says, flah. Ashley DeLuca is saying hello, Gina.
Hi, Ashley.
Yeah, and then our friend Janelle from Philly is checking in, and she's saying they're getting killed with snow right now. So,
oh, man.
Hang in there, Janelle. Hang in there.
It's probably coming our way right now, actually.
Oh, yeah. We were talking earlier, Gina and I, and she's like, well, if it snows, can I reschedule? And she's like, my mom seems to think it's not going to snow. And I'm like, I agree with your mother.
Yeah, she was right. Yeah. We missed it. We dodged a bullet.
This
Good.
Is nothing.
Good for us.
Did it pass already?
I have no idea.
I think so.
Did it? There's just a little sprinkles here and there.
Little sprinkles.
Yeah.
Little hippie sprinkles.
The weather shifted on us. Get a little shifty here in upstate New York, that's for sure. So, Gina, you've got Summerfest happening.
We're so excited about this.
When you made the announcement the other day, or was it like a couple weeks ago?
We had a press conference, yeah.
At the state office building. When you made that announcement, and just the whole vibe of... And I don't want to compare. Well, you're going to get this comparison to good old summertime.
Yes,
right. Of course.
You're going to,
because everybody is going to relate it to that.
Mm-hmm.
But
which is not a bad thing.
No,
people
it's not
miss
no,
that.
No,
we've been talking
not.
About it
yeah,
for all years.
Wants, right.
It should be coming back. Right. And you are the one steerheading it coming back.
Well, me and everybody else with me, the whole team at the Event Co. Yep.
Let's talk about your team at the Event Co.
Awesome.
You got to
awesome.
Give them some love and respect,
awesome
right?
Awesome people. Well, you know, Tom Starr and I left the radio station at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really wanted to get more into the community and do more community things. So the Event Co. was born. The premise of the whole Event Co. started out from the pairing dinners that we started at the Stanley Theater.
Which you have one coming up soon, too.
Which we have coming up in April, yeah. We did three of them, a series of three in 2017. It raised over $10,000. To the Stanley Theater.
Awesome.
So this year we're going to do one in April, on April 29th, and that's a really, really fun event. McCraith Beverages is bringing in four breweries and four wineries, and we compare that up with a four-course meal.
Wow.
From Danielle's. Jeffrey Daniels is coming in with us again. He was there last year. I have Casa doing an entire social hour for me, bringing in some really good food for social hour. And again, thank you to my sponsors. The Restaurant Equipment Company at Adirondack Bank. Very, very happy to have them on board. Very proud to have them on board with me, yes.
When did this start coming to fruition? Like, when did you start thinking about doing this and putting
Utica
it all together?
Utica Summerfest?
Yeah.
Utica Summerfest, honestly, we started working on in October.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just one day you had an epiphany and were like, I want to throw a festival.
Something like that. Something like that. But yes, we really started getting down to business in October. Mm-hmm. And we contacted the city. And we first met with Gene at the city, Gene Allen. And they were wonderful. We were so well received. And from there, we went to Mayor Palmieri's office, and it was just wonderful. They received us with open arms, and they were excited, and here we are.
As well as they should receive you with open arms.
Absolutely.
They were so easy to work with.
Yeah.
They are so easy to work with.
I think it's something that's lacking around here.
Maybe it's just the city didn't, you know, they know it's missing.
Right.
You know, they're probably just waiting for the right person to come and do something like this again.
Well, it's a lot of work, you know? I mean, it's 7 days a week, and I work. I really do work. All day long now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this is really what I'm focusing on.
Good. Awesome.
So, yeah, it's
good. And it's going to be great, man. And you got some vendors coming in, and there's going to be some music. And
yeah, our music lineup. I'm really excited about our music lineup. We went out of town for the music, and that's for a few reasons. First and foremost, you know I have a ton of musician friends.
Oh, yeah.
And I certainly wasn't going to be the one to pick one over the other.
That's tough.
You know, it is tough.
And well, I hope they understand that, though, right?
Most of them do. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Most of them do. Most of them are really supportive, and they're excited to see the musicians that we are bringing in, because it's going to be a musicians' festival, too. You know, come down and enjoy the music, and they will. So I have gotten a lot of support from most of them, yes. Our band on Thursday night, Funk Evolution. I like this band because they're from the tri-state area, and they just played up at Turning Stone not too long ago, I think a couple months ago maybe. And
were they playing in the lounge? Turquoise?
I think so, yeah. And, you know, the people that went up there to see them really enjoyed them.
Oh, good.
You know, funk, soul.
Love
the
it.
Whole thing, you know. And what I like about them, too, they're a little bit different because they have a female lead vocal. And, you know, I'm trying to appeal to the masses. It's something for me. It's something for you. We could bring our kids. We can bring our parents and our grandparents, mm-hmm. you know. And so this band will definitely do that. She's got a great voice, and she's a really cool chick. Rocco, who is tenor sax and lead vocals, he's played with some really great bands, Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Wow.
Really, George Clinton. Yeah, a lot of funk. Aretha Franklin.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're formally educated musicians also, you know. Great group of people. I think there's like 8 or 9 of them.
Big band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of horns.
Is it original covers? They do them both?
They do both.
Both, yeah.
But yeah, you'll hear a lot of covers. You know, they're appealing to, you know. Yeah, so you will.
But not the same covers you hear all the time, probably.
No.
You know, a little different.
You know, I wanted to mix it up a little bit.
Right.
You know, I wanted to bring in somebody different.
So you probably won't hear Pour Some Sugar on Me?
Not from them.
They could go to Varick Street for that.
Although I've rocked out to Pour Some Sugar on Me a couple times.
Oh, man. I think we all have drunkenly.
Back in the 80s.
her hair's getting bigger as we talk.
I thought I smelled Aquanet. Anyways, and so what do you got for Friday?
Friday night. So what happened with Summerfest was I booked Thursday, and we booked Saturday immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, we're bringing in a band, The Boat Drunks.
The Boat Drunks. I love it already.
We've brought them in before. They are a great summer party band. They've actually played with Jimmy Buffett's Coral Reefers. They've opened up for Jimmy Buffett. They've opened up for Little Feat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know, summertime music, and they do some originals, too. They do a lot of originals, actually. Just feel good. Again, appealing to the masses, okay? But it's summertime, and they're definitely going to bring a good time there. So we had Thursday night, and we had Saturday night booked immediately. And there was Friday night, and it was just open. And I kept saying to Tom, because, you know, I tend to worry a little bit. What are we going to do about Friday? What are we going to do about Friday?
You worry?
No. Nah. 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, you could see Jean on Facebook, and what is she doing? She's looking for something, right? So finally, Tom said to me, what do you think about this? And he sent me the link. and I forgot who the link was. Jimmy Vivino has a few bands. I think it was Jimmy Vivino and the Black Italians is one of his bands. Really great, great guitarist. I heard maybe two notes and I knew I had to have them. I said, I need them, right? So Tom made contact with the manager, and then the manager got back in touch with us, and we put it together, and it was very easy to put it together. And when the manager, who was on, he's on the East Coast, he said, you know, the stars are all aligning for this. And there was, at the end there, I said to Tom, I'm not going to get nervous about this anymore, because I know that this is all for a reason, mm-hmm. you know? And
there's the spiritual side.
Yeah, because I was flipping out. But then Jimmy's manager, who is a wonderful guy, I spent some time on the phone with him and talked to him about Summerfest and talked to him about the city. And he said, you know, I really, really want to make this happen for you. And he said, it just so happens that the stars are all aligned because Jimmy happens to be on the East Coast during the week of Summerfest. Normally he's on the West Coast. He's Conan's music director.
Oh,
that's where
right.
I hear the name
yeah,
from.
Yeah.
Jimmy Vivino and
Jimmy Vivino and the Blue Soul Rockers. Well, that's what's he who on we're the, bringing
on,
in.
On Conan though, like what's his name? Jimmy Vivino and the Nighttime Band or something like that?
I don't know what that band is. He has so many formations.
Like,
yeah. The Basic Cable Band is another one. On the East Coast he has a Beatles tribute called the Fab Foe. So yes.
He's busy.
He's really busy.
Wow.
Really busy. And
so we're lucky to have him.
So his manager said, you know, I'll get back to you. And I'm like, okay, how long? Because you know me. And he's like, maybe today, maybe tomorrow. And he got back to us really quick. And he said, look, Jimmy would love to do this. And I'm just thrilled. So he's bringing in the Blue Soul Rockers. Jimmy Vivino, talk about a man who's played with some greats. Yeah, he's played and arranged with some greats. And
on a daily basis.
On a daily basis.
Yeah.
And you brought up Joe Bonamassa yesterday. If mm-hmm. you YouTube, you could find some videos of Jimmy playing with Joe Bonamassa up on stage. I don't know where they were. It looks like a club somewhere. Who else? Joe Bonamassa / There's some videos that you'll find
really?
Him, yeah, playing with Slash, yeah.
Very cool.
He's arranged and produced for Donald Fagen. You name it, he's done it.
Right. I'm glad you're tapping outside the area
because
it's something new. And no offense, and I'll be the one to say it.
I don't care
whether they get mad at me or not, but all the local bands in the summertime are oversaturated. They play in Varick Street. They play in freaking, you know, Sickenberger and then, you know, the Celtic Harp and then Lukens. And then they oversaturate the market. I'm sorry. I love all you guys. You know I do. I'm friends with all of you. But come summertime, you guys, all you do is play the same circuit over and over again. Why go see X band if at Summerfest when I can only go see him at Sickenberger next week, or I could go see him at Mount Carmel Feast the week after that,
right.
or whatever. They do oversaturate in the summertime. So you know, the guys should understand,
right.
our local band friends should understand.
It's nice to bring in a little variety. And
A little variety,
yes,
and it's something for them. If they're not gigging, come check some new music out for once in your life, you know?
Well, and you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, Sean's checking in saying Jimmy Vivino is one of his favorites.
Yeah.
And he said,
who's
that? Sean Gaffney.
Nice.
And,
nice.
You've seen him a lot of times at Levon Helms many times.
Yes, he's played. Yes, definitely. He's played with Levon Helms. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, Levon's got that thing going on at his house. I mean, he's long gone now, but his memory and legacy continues on at that house and that barn. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's good to see.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to bring him in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to bring all of them in. And I'm happy that you brought that up about the local musicians. You know,
I love them all. And I'm just being honest. But you guys all do oversaturate the market. I'm sorry. You do. And you guys all play Don't Stop Believing. And stop playing Don't Stop Believing. Stop it. And Uptown Funk. Stop it.
Uptown Funk.
All right. But I do love you.
You know,
that's my soapbox for the day.
Who's going to choose? I wasn't going to choose. Tom wasn't going to choose. You know, it's the Summerfest hour, 4:30 to 8 o'clock. You know, it's not going to interfere with any of the local guys that are playing out that night.
Mm-hmm.
The Thursday night, it's certainly not going to interfere with anything that Saranac is bringing in, I'm sure. Because, you know, it's just a completely different style.
Yours
genre
is more
down there.
Like family oriented. You really bring your kids with
yes.
you.
And
we need more of that in this town.
They could do both.
They could
do both.
They
could come hang out Summerfest for a while, catch the last hour or two of Saranac.
Yes.
They could do both.
So, you know, and like I said, most of the guys are really, really supportive. I've gotten some really great messages and have had some phone conversations with a lot of great musicians, and they're supportive.
Awesome.
So.
Good.
I'm appreciative of that.
Yeah, very cool. It's going to be a great time. It's June 21st through the 23rd.
Yes.
And I like what you're doing with the times. It's cool. I mean, you get out of work, you go, come hang out, grab a sausage and peppers at Summerfest. Or I'm sure you're going to have tons of food and food trucks, right?
Yes, we'll have the food trucks. You know, one of the reasons why we did 4:30 to 8, well, there were several reasons. But it's we also had a taking into consideration the merchants. You know, things are different down there now than they were with good old summertime.
True.
You know, there's more merchants down there. And so we didn't want to block the street off for an entire week, all day long. And so when we went, Tom and I spent some time the day before the press conference, and we went to each merchant within that vicinity that the festival's going to be, which is Elizabeth to Blandina. So it's that state office building block over there and the next block over. They received us again with so much enthusiasm and positivity and excitement. You know, at first, their first question was, what time are you doing this? but when they heard it was 4:30 to 8. So we'll block the street off somewhere around 3 o'clock, just within that area.
Where exactly are you blocking the street off again?
It's going to be Elizabeth to Blandina.
Elizabeth. So it's not that bad.
No, it's not.
So you're only blocking it off for what, a section of 6 hours a day? Or?
Well, yeah, 3 to 9,
three
basically.
To nine.
Yeah.
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 That's not bad.
No,
that's
it's not.
The traffic down there at those times would go way down, and not a lot of people are traveling down that downtown at that time.
Yeah, you know, and if they can catch an hour of some people, pedestrians, that are going to walk up to their stores, you know. I know Frankie Vita's down there now. He's in, what will be the Marriott. He's in Hotel Center down there.
The Radisson.
Former Radisson.
Yeah.
So he's excited
about it. Oh, it's not the
Radisson
anymore? Wow, I'm out of touch.
No.
It took me 10 years to stop calling it the Sheridan.
Sheridan, I know. I remember that. Yeah.
You're still going on to Cupies, too, aren't you?
Yeah.
No, but this is great. I think this is lacking in the area. I mean, good old summertime hasn't been around since, what, like 2006, maybe? Somewhere around
that. Is it really that late?
Yeah, it's been that long.
I can't tell you how many.
2005, 2006, somewhere in that area.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say, I want good old summertime back. Like, and then when you announced this, everyone was so happy. He keeps calling it good old summertime.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's going to happen in Utica. But people are really excited.
I'm excited. And I'm so happy that everybody's excited about it. We really, we need some artisans and crafters. So if, you know, anybody's out there. And
we might know a couple.
Yeah, right? Really, the artisans and crafters, they're just as important as the music and just as important as the food. So I'd really like to get, you know, some people down there, have them get in touch with me.
Okay.
They can do that, you know, through the website.
We'll talk off air, but we got some people we can line you up
with
for
good,
sure.
Good.
Also, volunteers. You're probably looking for some volunteers, right?
We will look for a couple crews of volunteers. Yeah. Yeah. They don't need to be big crews, but yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've had people right after the press conference, both TV stations gave us really great coverage, but after the press conference aired, I had people call my phone and say, hey, I want to volunteer. So we'll be putting those crews together soon. Soon.
Great. And you're going to have stuff for the kids as well?
Lots to do for the kids.
Yeah.
Lots to do for the kids. We're bringing in world-class, and one of my team members laughs when I say this, ambient performers, atmospheric performers. She can never remember the term.
Contortionists? No, I'm kidding.
Well, yeah, no, seriously. Yeah. So they're the people with, you know, the gestures and the mimes. And this is a world-class group that we're bringing in. They just did a tour down in Japan for a month with the symphony orchestra. And now I think they are in Turkey. What are you laughing at?
Not that we'll get to it in a second. I'm not laughing at you.
So they're going to come in and they're going to do some really great things for the kids. And Utica Public Library is bringing a pop-up library. We're going to have the Zoomobile there. Yeah, Utica Public Library will hand out some library books and library cards. And they'll have some crafts for the kids. you know, things like that. Fun stuff.
Fun stuff.
Fun stuff. Yeah.
I was laughing at my friend Stacey Waterman. She says, Z, what's the updated ratio of Italian guests with Gina on today? I says, Gina actually just kicked up that percentage up to about 96, 97%.
Well, I'm a half, so.
Okay, so it's like 96.5%. All my guests are Italian on the show for some reason.
What's your other half? Irish?
Michael yeah. Sean O'Connor? I don't know.
Right, you're Irish. Yeah.
Yeah. He's his blood is Italian, but his penis is Irish. So.
Yeah, right.
Ah, Mikey. Yeah.
It's what I call him. How'd you know?
You know, that's one thing I've never called you chicken.
No, you haven't.
I have not. I can't. I don't know why.
Really? You've always called him Mike,
or yeah. asshole.
Yeah.
Or
no, I never called you asshole. You know I love you to death.
Oh, I love G. I got a. We were talking yesterday when about the saliva. The band Saliva, and I said I had a story about Saliva with Gina.
Okay.
They came to the studio, right? And they were,
the K-Rock studio.
The K-Rock studio.
You guys worked at K-Rock.
Yes. Yeah. And them and All American Rejects or something like that, they came to the studio, and they're, you know, all the girls at the front desk were all trying to, like, get pictures and autographs and stuff. And the lead singer, Josie Scott, goes in the back room, and K-Rock was, like, an old trailer at the time. Mm. So he went to go scoot out the back door, and he put his hand on the doorknob, and Gina just goes, yo. And he just stopped. Looked over at her, came back around, sat on the desk and was like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, you just made a rock star stop dead in his tracks and come back to you.
What did I say to him when he sat down?
I don't even
remember. I mean, I kind of remember that, but...
I was sitting back watching. I'm going, I'm getting out of here because I don't know what's going on here, but she just totally made this dude stop dead in his tracks, come back around and say, hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
I was like, damn, this girl's got... She's got it. What did I used to call you? Penny Lane.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, from Almost Famous. I got that.
I remember that. I do.
Did he give you the click, click, boom after?
Click, click, boom. Yeah, I was on that song for a while.
You were on that song. So we've got Gina Scampone in the house with us, organizer of Summerfest. It's happening in downtown Utica. They're blocking off downtown Utica, people. It's happening again. I love this. I love this. This is happening. It hasn't been in like, it's been like 15, 16 years since they've done some sort of event like this in downtown Utica. Gina's bringing it back. Hats off to you for bringing it back.
Thank you.
I'm so pumped about this because it's Utica desperately needs something like this. I mean, we have Saranac Thursday and it's fun. We got a lot of love for Saranac. They're one of our sponsors around here, and big ups to Fred and Nick and Damon and everybody over there. It's Saranac.com for their website if you want to check them out. Anyway, so there's your rub. Anyway, but there's Saranac Thursday, and you can go to Saranac and enjoy a couple pops after work or whatever. But like Chicken said, this is more family-oriented.
It is.
And you've got some great activities planned. And can you bring back the bed races and the waiter races? Remember
you know, that? We thought about that.
Did you?
Yeah, we did. We thought about that.
Miss Greater Utica Pageant?
We won't bring that back. No,
and don't do the Battle of the Bands either.
I'm so happy you said that yesterday with the Battle of the Bands.
Yeah, it's too much
Thank you. I did talk to one of the musicians who suggested that, and his intentions were so good when he brought Battle of the Bands up. And when I was on the phone with him, you know, I was almost sold on it. And then when I hung up the phone and I thought about it for a few days, I'm like, drama.
Yeah.
You know,
and you never know.
Drama just came to my mind, and I was like, I just want to avoid all that. I really do.
But not only just the drama, but then you're going to get a whole group of like musicians that aren't really for that environment.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're going to get some metal bands, you're going to get some, you know, probably hip hop and things like that. Like, and it just not fit that whole.
And it doesn't, you know, and that's the other thing. You're right about that. So that's the other thing about the bands. You know, we had a really. Think about everybody that's going to be there, you know, and appeal to them because we want everybody there.
Yeah. And there's always a sore loser in the Battle of the Bands. Always. I don't care what they say. It always happens. I've dealt with several Battle of the Bands.
Yeah.
I'll never do one ever again.
Yeah.
I just think they're...
I don't blame you. It's kind of like scavenger hunts. I hate scavenger hunts. There's always drama in a scavenger hunt.
Well, you know, the other thing too is it's so much coordination and it just leaves so much open for that much more to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't want it to be that way. I just want it to be easy and breezy and... you know?
Easy like Sunday morning.
Easy like Sunday morning. Yes.
Exactly. Where do you put the stage?
Yeah. Crazy. So funny. Laughed so hard yesterday.
You got to come Tomato Pie Day, though.
I know.
You have to. I mean, I think that would be a great platform to promote your event. So,
yeah.
And eat some tomato pie.
Year, the place was packed.
And it's funny, too, because when he was talking about Tomato Pie Day, I have meetings on Tuesdays with the entire team, and that's what we did. We got a tomato pie from Teresa.
Of course. That's what you do.
I'm sitting there eating my tomato pie, listening to Jay. Yeah.
You know you're from Utica when you show up to the party with a tomato pie. Yeah. You know, remember those
bags? And nobody ever complains. When you show up with a tomato pie, everyone's like, oh, great. Yeah. Like, it's not like, oh, tomato pie.
Remember back a couple of years ago, the whole I'm so Utica thing?
Yeah.
I'm so Utica, blah, blah, blah. That kind of fits.
Yes,
in
I remember
realm.
That. Yeah.
I thought that was funny. Facebook. But anyways, it's exciting, though. Oh, I wanted to ask you, where are you putting the stage?
We are going to meet with the city next week, and we're going to finalize all of that.
Yeah.
We're going to have a stage on the State Office Building Plaza.
Like back in the day?
So that's going to be one stage, but I think I'm going to put the ambient performers there. Because I want, you know, we have more for the kids, just, you know, besides the few things that I mentioned. And so I think that would be a good area. And I'm trying to keep strategically place the women where they can get to the bar and keep their kids happy at the same time. You know what I mean? I've been there. I've done it.
Spoken
I know.
Spoken like a professional over here.
Yeah. And a mom.
Right, a professional mom. You know? And this way, when her and her husband go home, they could still be friends with each other, and she's not going to kill him because he's got one tied on and she spent all her time at the bouncy house.
Let me ask you, is it pizza-free or fried dough?
Oh, it's pizza free. Are you asking me that question? Really?
And because there's gonna be lines for it, you know.
Pizza free.
Yeah, she's not from Pennsylvania.
I don't even know if we're gonna have any pizza free.
What?
Well, I don't know who makes the pizza free. I have to see if any of the food trucks have it.
Dave Borgia, our good friend Dave Borgia, is checking in.
Hi, Dave.
He wants to know
Dave's
the band lineup again. He wants to. Can you give him the band lineup?
The
one
band
more time?
Lineup again is Thursday night Funk Evolution. Friday, Jimmy Vivino and the Blue Soul Rockers, and Saturday, the Boat Drunks.
The Boat Drunks. Love
and
it.
If you go to UticaSummerfest.com, that'll take you right to my Summerfest page on the Event Co's website.
Now, all this is completely free, too, right?
Free.
Everything.
Yeah.
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 You just show up.
Show up.
Bring
well, you know, your food and your beer and your wine, of course, but yes, everything's free.
But it's free entertainment.
Free entertainment. Yeah.
Dan Melito saying, great job, G.
Thank you, Danny.
Yes.
Love him. Good friend.
Yes.
Good friend.
I love the fact that it's going to be free. Like,
yes. You know, that's a big thing we hear a lot around here is everything's aimed at drinking, not for the kids. And if they are, it's a ton of money. And, you know, people don't have things to do with their own kids. There you go. It's a free event.
There's nothing to do here, though.
No, never.
I know.
There's nothing
I
to
know.
Do in there's Utica ever. It sucks here. Just please.
You know, I've always been a big proponent of Utica.
I know you have.
You know, I have. I've always been a big, how many times have you guys seen me post, I love where I come from, you know, and I do, and I really mean it. I'm a girl from the 1200 block of Lansing Street, you know.
East Side.
You know, and I grew up in some really, really great times in Utica. And I'm happy that I got to see those times.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no place else I'd rather be, to be honest with you.
And just bring back the memory of my grandmother taking me down to good old summertime. And get, like I said, get the pizza free, get your pizza, you know, like hang out. And like it was always cool. It was like you always looked forward to it.
Well, I remember when I was a little girl, we used to go shopping on Saturdays. My mother and my grandmother would take us shopping downtown. There was no Riverside Mall. We didn't have that. You know, we went shopping downtown.
Uh-huh.
Am I telling my age?
Yeah.
If any of you are
She's
watching.
She's 29.
Not a day over 35.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
You shopped at the Boston store?
The Boston store. I remember.
Woolworths.
Woolworths. There was a McDonald's downtown. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I remember all of that. It was fun. It was a good time. And the city was so pretty this year around Christmas time. Did you guys see it all lit up downtown?
Not that I remember.
You didn't see it? You missed it.
Yeah,
it was
awesome.
So pretty. So pretty. I told Mayor Palmieri that too. Yeah, it was beautiful.
I thought you could say a chicken, but how could you not see it?
I don't remember. I hate Christmas, so I block it all
you
out.
You do?
I can't stand Christmas.
I think it's too commercialized.
It's 10 years of retail will make you hate Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You hated that retail guy.
Oh, God, it sucks.
I know.
You got a couple messages out here. Hi, G from the Bodyguard. And he's saying,
my bodyguard. Hi, Johnny.
Santa Rosalie, pizza free.
Yeah, that's right.
You got to have pizza free.
Yes. You got to.
Well,
Gabe, you're coming down. You're making pizza free.
If you need a DJ, we got a DJ for you.
I know, Gabe.
Fuck that. You're spinning pizza free, buddy.
He's got a very, very busy summer with us.
Yeah. You just keep adding him to things.
I keep volunteering him for so many different things.
He just says yes, huh? He probably just goes with the flow.
He's got no choice.
And just says yes. God bless him.
Gabe's just an awesome dude.
Yeah, we love him. We love him.
He's
one of
fun.
My dearest and oldest friends for a long time.
He's fun.
The commish is saying hello. The commish is out there.
Who's that?
Kaminsky.
Oh, hi, Dave.
We refer to him as the commish around here.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're listening, Dave, and I know that you are, please hit me up. I want you to come on and talk gun control with us. I think that would be a great one.
We need
to
get him going.
Absolutely. But the subject we're not on politics today. We are on Summerfest.
Yeah.
Although I've read some of Gina's rants on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's hard not to. This day and age that we're living in, it's hard not to touch on politics now.
Well, you know what?
It sucks,
but it's not so much the politics that's got me so enraged. Actually, it has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with I'm really, really upset. Like Monday, I was thrown right off of my rocker. I mean, I really was. I was out of focus. I couldn't focus anymore. It's just out of control. It's a society thing more than politics. Mm-hmm, you know, and half of my family wakes up every day and goes into these situations, and so I'm really passionate about it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it has nothing to do with gun control. Right. It's just...
There's a lot of nut jobs out there.
We need to get it under control. And, you know, bravo to Chief Williams for what he said. He's not going to be lenient. This is... You want to do this? Okay, so this is what you're going to get.
And it should be viewed as a form of terrorism, even if it is a hoax. It should be a form of terrorism.
It is.
It's not funny.
It's not funny. And if you're a juvenile and you're doing it, well, sorry, kids.
You know what I say?
Tough lesson to learn.
I say parents should start holding their kids back from school until they fix these.
Well, that's what I said the other day.
You know what I mean? Like, you hold your kid back to school and they don't get that grant money or the government
the aid,
money.
Yeah.
For your kid not being in school, they're going to feel it and they're going to make some changes.
Yeah.
Are you guys hip to what's going on in West Virginia right now?
No.
The teachers aren't working. They're all on strike right now in West Virginia, like the whole state
because of this?
Well, not because of this. It's also because of low pay and a lot of different things with the union and stuff like that. They've got, like, check it out. Go online and check it out. I really want to get 100% into it.
I was just talking to my mother today. She's a lunch monitor at a school, in an elementary school. And she's like, we got to do drills. They got to teach them how to do, these drills in case a shooter comes in or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, man, I never remember.
We never did stuff like that. No, we never did stuff like
that. We had fire drills at Proctor. We'd go out, and then I would
and
never go back to class. a fire drill. I'm out.
I was just telling somebody this, I remember sitting on the bars of Proctor High School, and I would hear behind me Mr. Modica, God rest his soul, his voice, Scampone, what are you doing down there? Oh, Miss S is sending me to finish my portfolio, Mr. Modica. It's just so different today.
Dave Bandage is checking. It says that the West Virginia strike is over. That probably happened today.
Jason even says it ended 2 days ago.
Oh, 2 days ago. Yep. Okay. Thanks, buddy. see how far
we got our fact checkers.
I'm far behind the times over here.
Yes.
But, let's get off.
I'm even
politics.
Further because I never heard about it.
Yeah, let's get off of college.
I want to get off it, and we'll talk about it. I'm sure we'll get into it. In fact, if you want to tune into politics, you can check us out 11 a.m. on Friday with Back Talk and Tommy Drama. Anyways, Gina Scampone is in the house. We're talking Summerfest, and your buddy Danny Molino was saying if you've never seen Funk Evolution, you're in for a real treat. And I'm looking forward to just the name Funk alone in their band, because I feel like that's a strong statement. If you're going to put the word funk in your band, you better deliver.
You better deliver some funk.
You better deliver some funk, right?
Yeah, I know that Danny was up at Turning Stone. He and Michelle went up there when they played the last time, and he enjoyed them. Yeah.
I'll say... So. I agree with you, because when I seen Sophistafunk, they blew me away.
Right.
Where are they from?
They're from Syracuse. Great friends of ours.
Oh, really?
They just won a Sammy. So big ups to them. And, you know, I missed them in Vegas by one day. They were there. They opened up for Zach Brown for some private party.
Oh, wow.
That would have been pretty cool. Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy. But nice. Sophistafunk's another great band. And like I said, if you have the name Funk in your band,
you better deliver.
You better show up and you better drop the funk.
Yeah. And I think we have a nice mix, too. You know, Thursday is all about the funk and the soul, and you got the lead chick singing, and you know, so that's going to be its own little vibe there. And then Friday we have Jimmy coming in, and that's just going to be some really great guitar, and
world class.
Oh yeah,
world class.
Oh yeah,
guitar.
Definitely, yeah. definitely. I'm so excited, you know. And I don't get into meeting musicians, even though Mike just blew me in.
You know, if I could think hard about it, I don't know. I could probably rebut against that.
Yeah, I think I could too. Right.
I could probably dispute that a little bit.
Well, most musicians, I don't get into meeting because I get shy. Believe it or not, there's a real shy side to me, and I kind of get a little tongue-tied, and I don't know what to say. If you can believe any of those things.
I don't.
You don't? Really?
I believe it a little bit.
No, you do. Yeah. You've seen me in action a couple times.
On both sides of the coin, yes.
No, but I'm really excited to meet him. Yeah. Really excited to meet him.
Jimmy Vivino. And does he have a website and all that?
Oh, yeah.
JimmyVivino.com?
I think that's what it is.
I'm sure.
I don't know if it's Vivino.com.
Dan Melito is saying Funk Evolution is the house band at Dango's in Saratoga.
Yes.
So I got to check that out.
Yeah. They're good. You'll like them.
Yeah.
You'll like them.
They're like a good party band, right? That's what they sound like to me.
They are. Yeah. You know, party band. You know, they do the wedding circuit, mm-hmm. again, because they appeal to...
No, but that's where the money is.
Right.
Well, that's true, too.
And know? Because and a broader have, audience.
Well, yeah. Of course. And when you have 8-9 guys in the band, you need to be getting paid, I'm mm-hmm. sure. So, yeah.
Well, and then you get, you know, you figure out a wedding, you got everybody from grandparents down to children.
Of course,
so.
Of course.
And
yeah.
That's what's going to happen at Summerfest. We're going to have everybody from grandparents
to
grandkids.
Yeah, I'd like to see some little kids up there, you know, dancing and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. Oh, so the stage. So we were debating whether we were going to use the band shell or not, but we are. We're going to incorporate the band shell, and we're going to bring another stage into the State Office Building Plaza.
The band shuttle makes a great roadblock.
Well, exactly.
You know, it really does. It makes a good roadblock. So you put that up and put a couple bike rack around it, and you're good.
So we're meeting with the city, and we'll have next week, and we'll have a map of everything, and then we'll produce some like Summerfest flyers, brochures, and we'll distribute them local businesses in that general vicinity and elsewhere. And we'll have a map of where everything is going to be, and we'll have the traffic control all written out so people know ahead of time. Thank you to the UPD and UFD for all their support and work on this, too. I mean, they're amazing, those guys. They really are.
They really are. They deserve so much credit in this town.
So much respect they deserve.
And especially what they did at Utica College over the week, you know, with that whole... Mm-hmm. Prank call. They found a kid. And then real quick, I'm going to go back to it really quick, but how stupid is this kid that Utica College majors in cybersecurity?
Yeah.
Like, that's their forte.
Kind of
sounds like somebody I know.
A lot of resources wasted, you know, on the lot of resources wasted. I mean, I know how stressed I was. Mm. I can't imagine them actually working at it and their families sitting home waiting for them, you know, not knowing.
But my experiences throughout my years, the UPD have been super easy to work with.
Yeah. They are. Yeah. They are. They're great guys. Yeah. I mean, there was one time when most of them were my friends. You know, I had
Or you
huge,
went to high school with them.
Right. You know, Dave.
No, you went to high school with their parents. That's the way I feel. I know your mom. I know your dad.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm old.
Wow, your dad's retired already?
Yeah, and those guys, a lot of those guys are retired now. Mm-hmm. God bless them. They got to retire early.
Yeah. Like, it's everybody that I grew up with now are like sergeants and chiefs and shit. So it's like, mm-hmm. life goes by pretty damn quick, doesn't it, G?
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Our friend Caitlin Adams is checking in. She said, I have three little girls who will definitely be there to dance.
And nice. She said, it sounds exciting. Yeah. Exciting.
You and Kate would be best of friends, I think.
So, too.
I got to give Kate one of these.
Nice, Caitlin. Come and introduce yourself when you come down there. I look forward to meeting you.
So what about food trucks? Do you have some locked in already? Or?
So we do. Yeah. And, you know, the thing with the food trucks is there's so many of them and so many of them are interested. So I'm not doing exclusivity because I don't want to do that, but I am going to pay attention to, I'm not going to have five barbecue guys.
Right.
I want,
you
know, I want you guys out there all to come down there and be able to make money. So as they come in, you know, when I get a couple maybe of the same, I'll, you know, if there's a third that follows, I'll let them know.
And it's smarter if you're a food truck, you know, like if, let's say you do barbecue and you got a couple barbecue trucks, do something different. You know what I mean? Like one doing barbecue, you know, pulled pork, have somebody else do like chicken and something else. You know what I mean? Like it, as the barbecue truck yourself, you know, why would you want to like straight up competition with another barbecue joint?
And I think most of them are in that kind of groove now because they work with each other, you know, on these food truck events on what, Thursday nights
Tuesdays.
In the city? Tuesdays. So, you know, most of them know what each other are doing and, you know, they kind of have a vibe together that clicks. So that's what I'm doing. You know, maybe a couple of each if I get a couple of each, but the sooner they get in, the better off they are.
Right.
Because I won't let three or four of the same in.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that.
15 pizza places all trying to jump in.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I want to be really careful about that. But yes, we do have some food trucks locked in already.
That's great. And we have this whole food truck association, so it makes it probably easy to book them. You know.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll tell
you, do you go through them at all?
Well, I'll tell you, Bill Balsamico, a Squeezers. He was wonderful. He reached out right away and he got in touch with the entire association that he's with. What are we laughing at?
Somebody said a Hennessy truck.
That's our boy Apache Chief. get a Hennessy truck.
Yeah, he reached out to his association and a lot of those people got in touch with me right away.
Oh, good.
Tommy Morial checked in. It's a Doughboy.
Yeah, dope.
Tommy, I talked to Tommy like the next day. Yeah.
So he's going to be there.
I hope so.
Awesome.
Yeah, nice. He's got all the information.
Let me tell you something. Have you tried any of his barbecue yet?
No.
Oh,
I
it's incredible. He has this thing called the Frito Bandito.
Oh, it's good.
I have dreams about this sandwich.
Really? Why? What is it?
It's a pulled pork sandwich with like Fritos on it and like coleslaw. It's just jam packed.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
See, now again, something really different.
It's different.
You know that you don't that you don't see.
Right. And that's what I love about these food trucks and when you go to these events is you're not getting your everyday food. You're getting some like I'll go through and I'll look at everybody what they got and I'm like I want to try something different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like pulled pork with mac and cheese and shit like that. Like I love that stuff. So I'm always looking for something new to try.
Yeah. Right.
And then you got your classes like the sausage and peppers and things like that, which I mean nothing beats the smell of sausage and peppers on a Sunday night or on a summer night. You know
I
what
know,
I mean? Like it's
I know.
Just like, oh my God.
Who was it that asked me for sausage and peppers? I forgot who it was.
Probably me.
If somebody said to me, you have sausage and peppers there? I said, well, you want sausage and peppers? I'll have it for you. So whoever it is out there, I'll have sausage and pepper. I promised you a sausage and pepper sandwich. Yeah.
Mr. Monkey wants to play.
Mr. Monkey!
Scott!
Mr. Monkey!
Hey, Scott!
Do you have room for more bands, or the bands are locked in and that's it?
The bands are locked in. I'm going to do two 90-minute sets from each band. It's only 3.5 hours. So, you know, I don't really want to... I don't have time to put somebody up there, an acoustic act.
Yeah.
And I want to stay friends with Joe Finelli. You know,
not necessarily Joe Finelli, but Elliot is.
I love Joe.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
we all love Joe.
Yeah, we all love Joe. How could you not? So I said to Joe the other day, Joe, and I had a few questions, and it was so cool because he emailed me back, and you know me, I'm really organized, right? So I get this email from Joe, and it was boom, 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 right in a row. I had no other questions. It was great.
Yeah. That's what happens with Joe. He's been doing it for 100 years.
Yeah, you know? In his sleep.
Jay Stevens just checked in. You said that we should change our names to Sausage and Peppers.
Right on. I changed his name enough around here, so I got to keep it where it's at.
It's like me and me and Kelly, we call each other Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, yes, right. That's right.
Yeah. He's got a name for Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah, my girlfriend's boobs. The left one's Laverne and the right one's Shirley.
Great.
Squiggy's in the middle.
I'm sure. No, I'm Squiggy.
Right, you're in the middle.
I'm sure Tori's going to be really happy about that. Yeah,
she's used to it.
I'm sure she is. God bless her.
Mr. Monkey wants to know if there's other events they would like to play. So you got to check Mr. Monkey out. They're great.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, again, if you go to the website, I was inundated with band submissions.
I
am keeping those band submissions because there are other things that I'm planning and doing. Mm-hmm. Even in the pairing, you know, we do have bands come in for the pairing. We got a really great trio. Cosmo Castellano is putting a great trio together with Scott Rutledge and Joe Karwacki. So, you know, I keep these things. Jerry D and the Deftones, there's another great band.
Absolutely.
That would be a great fit for a pairing event. And although I already have Cosmo booked, there's other things that the Event Co. plans on doing throughout the year.
Good.
In 2018. So everything I'm getting, I'm keeping.
Yeah.
And good. I'll refer back to it, definitely.
There's so much talent in this area. It's ridiculous. There's so much talent.
I know there is.
And it's great that you're out there creating more events. Mm-hmm. You know, like years ago, like we said, there was a time in Utica where there really wasn't a lot going on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But now I feel like a lot of people are creating things. You know, we stopped waiting for people to do it for us.
Right.
And we decided, you know what? We're going to do it on our own.
Right.
Let's create these things. Let's make this city something that we want to live in.
Right.
And I think that's what's great. And I think that's what's coming back around. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going to save this city. You know, stop waiting for somebody else to do it. Get up and do it. If you got an idea, bring it to the table.
Well, you know, And when I was working at the radio station, and everybody knows that I loved my jobs at the radio station. Whatever radio station I was at the time I was there, I loved being there. And I loved the people that I worked with, and I loved the things that I got to do. But when I was most recently, at the most recent job I was at, we were creating events. And I said, this is really what I want to do, and why am I doing it, you know,
for somebody else?
I need to kind of be free enough where I can jump off the edge.
And no red tape.
And no red, that's it.
That's what I love about this, is there's no red tape. We want to do something, we do it.
Yep. And I just do it, you know? And so we created the Event Co. And I'm excited.
See, now you don't have to worry about anybody's permission or anything like that?
No, you know, but there's the other scale, too, that balances that. And let's face it, at the radio station, how many days did we slack off and go sit on the car and eat a sandwich? You know
right,
what I mean?
True.
Yep. You know, if Kelly was sitting here and if Jimmy Castellano's listening, I mean, you know.
Let's invite him right now.
Let's invite Jimmy Castellano and talk about all those times.
The Jimmyisms.
The Jimmyisms. And, you know, how about when we would walk into K-Rock and we wouldn't even sleep.
Yeah.
You know, 6 o'clock, we'd still be up and we'd jump in the shower and go to work. You know what I mean?
We'd be out partying all night long.
Go to our sales meeting and then and then me and Kelly would go back to my house. And I had that house in South Utica at the time. And we would take a little nap.
I remember when I first started, I went riding around with all the different reps, right? And I'd come back after the end of the week and Kelly's like, Daphne was like, let me see. Dave went back to the bar. Brian got a haircut. Kelly went to her house to poop.
Wow. Like,
somebody else did this. Okay. And she went down the line.
She's going to be so mad you just said that.
I didn't say your last name. There's two Kellys we worked with, by the way.
Yes, there were, yeah.
And
is that Shirley or Laverne? Which one would she be? Who's Laverne and who's Shirley?
Let me put it this way. Uh-huh. I'm Shirley.
Okay, you're Shirley.
Uh-huh. Let's just put it that way.
And it was like everything happened exactly. I'm like, was she spying on us? It was nuts.
I think she might have.
She might have been.
Yeah, she would have been the type to drive by the house.
Yep. Or Jimmy drive by my house and be like, call me up. It'd be like 4:30 and you'd be like, half day today? What the frick?
But that's the other side of it. You know, the other scale that you really need to balance out is I am constantly working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am constantly working.
I'm with you there, yep. Sister.
You know how it goes.
Yes, I do. My life is a constant grind.
I wouldn't change it for the world.
I haven't been in my house in 2 weeks just to sleep. Get up, leave, come here, do things. Yeah. But you know what? I'd much rather do this than work corporate America under other people's rules and not have the ability to do what we want to do. Like, yeah. You know, and help people, you know what I mean?
And help people, sure.
Like, yeah. we created a forum that, you know, we can get out there and help people, raise money and different things. And
that's another thing that I want to do within Summerfest. And I'm actually at that point now. I want to build these community tie-ins with Summerfest. So, for instance, I won't give up too many details because I don't have them all set. But say we bring in a little thing for the kids, a dunk tank. I'm not bringing in a dunk tank, but let's just use that as an example.
We've been talking about a dunk tank.
I'm going to buy one, actually.
You know,
I'm thinking about buying one.
Do you know what the insurance does to the dunk tank?
I can imagine.
Or what the dunk tank does to the insurance?
I can only imagine.
It's insane.
I can only imagine.
It's insane. Well, when my husband and my brother-in-law, Dan, used to take the kids to the Irish Fest, we all used to go to the Irish Fest a long time ago, they had a dunk tank.
Oh, yeah?
And, you know...
No, that was a drunk tank.
Well, right. And my husband and my brother-in-law had a few beers, and then the girls, our daughters, they would want to get their fathers to go into the dunk tank. And so things like that, maybe sell 3 balls to the dunk tank for $1, and that money goes to charity. So I want to create those community tie-ins within the festival too.
We were talking about doing a dunk tank for the documentary that we're working on.
Oh,
for the Abigail Search for the Soul.
Yeah,
and we're thinking, you know, what ways can we raise money to have fun? You know,
that's a good one. The dunk tank.
The dunk tank is great, especially we got a lot of people around the studio that would probably. People would line up to dunk them, including myself, all our haters, and even all
one.
Our friends. They would still love to dunk us.
I think you'll get more of your friends there than your haters.
Oh, definitely.
Probably.
Yeah.
But it's important to raise community awareness, and also, you know, it's good to get involved with some sort of charity as well, too.
And doing it in a fun way. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We're going to look for an organization if they want to pour the beer. We will donate a certain percentage of proceeds to that organization.
Cool.
And a lot of these organizations are tips trained, so that's always good.
Yeah.
If they're tip trained, so you know, if there's an organization out there and that's listening, I don't have that slated yet, and I'm willing to talk.
Right on. You said pouring beer, so there's going to be beer.
McCraith is bringing in. Yeah. McCraith is bringing in.
Is there wine?
Yes.
Of course. Gina's putting on a fest that used to
I kind of had a feeling, but it wasn't mentioned. And the ladies out there need, there's some wine.
Yeah. Yes. So McCraith is bringing in the beer and the wine to pour for me. And they have a nice tap set up, and they have nice selections of wine.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they... Jordan Davies is saying hit him up. And that's somebody you should get involved with because he's with United Way.
Oh,
so, yes. And he's also
wonderful
bartender over at the John Devereaux Tavern. So give you a little rub, my good friend Jordan Davies. He's over at the Devereaux Tavern on Friday nights.
Why don't you private message me if you can so I can get in touch with you?
Yep.
It'll be good.
Get
nice.
You in touch with each other.
Perfect.
So. Excellent. Yes, that's good to get involved in, and you know, not just one charity too, to maybe find a couple more.
Well, that's it. You know, with these community tie-ins, the more the merrier, you know. If we could slate some sponsors for them at a reasonable investment, and we can help promote that tie-in, and then any money raised within that component of the festival will go right to the charity.
Yeah.
You know, if people have ideas out there and they want to come to me and talk to me about them, I want to listen.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Lena Maria chime in, and she said, we definitely need to bring back life to Utica. I miss good old summertime.
Well, I want to stop her right there because I feel life has been resurgent
in
Utica
in.
For
I
sure.
Agree. I agree.
And if you haven't seen it, you would get out there and look because downtown Utica is starting to become a little more vibrant than it was.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not absolutely phenomenal down there, but it's starting to come back. There's foot traffic with Utica College down there, and of course, what the Landmark Building is doing.
Take a drive down the arterial.
The Anchor, the Stanley Theater. Great. There's so many activities going on at the Stanley Theater. There's a lot of stuff going on in
Adirondack Bank Center.
Yep.
You know, I mean, things are coming back around, and it's starting to look good, and the energy that you're getting from people is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, people are more willing to help out. They're more, and look at the brewery shows.
Yeah.
I mean, the brewery shows are great. You know,
there's going to be a lot of shows at the brewery this summer.
Yeah, Adirondack Bank and the Restaurant Equipment Company, they're also sponsors of Summerfest, and you know, they didn't hesitate They didn't hesitate. And when you have two companies, you know, this big, jumping on board, it definitely says what's happening within the city, you know, definitely.
Yeah.
There's so much. We spend a few days, maybe a month downtown and, you know, doing what we need to do, whether we have, who's that? Whether we have American Cancer Society. I see
that's
that.
Our good friend Mel. She's, yep, so is it. You got all these charities.
American Cancer Society, definitely near and dear to my heart. I would love to do something for the Cancer Society or for, you know, any of our radiation or infusion rooms. I would definitely love to do something for them. Definitely incorporate something with them. So
I'll tie you up with them too.
Please get in touch
with
me.
Dave Bauer says if you need a photographer, he's there and he'll help promote you.
Yes.
Great.
Great guy. He helped with our one-year anniversary party as well.
We can definitely vouch for him. He's an amazing human being. David, nice. Thanks for checking
Thank
in.
Thank you.
Thanks for checking in. And actually, everybody that's watching this video, if you guys could do us a huge favor, just share this video. It's that easy. Just click the share button, like, subscribe, tweet, retweet, all that social media platform stuff that goes on. But if you could just share this video, it would do us a huge favor and get the word out of Summerfest and EC Radio and Disruption Network. Thank you very much. All right. So now... Gina, we got to bring back like the, you know what I want to do? And we brought this up earlier and you agreed to it. We want to broadcast live from Summerfest.
I was actually, before you asked, I was going to invite you guys to do that. I would love to have you guys down there broadcasting live from Summerfest.
We want to be in Media Alley or Media Row or something.
You want to come one day. I would love to have you there all 3 days.
Okay.
I'll set you up, you know. We'll confirm.
We just need a little 10x10 tent or whatever. Yeah. We'll bring our own
tent. I just need a beer rider.
Put us close to the beer.
Actually, I have the perfect spot.
It's a barbecue fest. They put us right next to the beer.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, man.
Perfect.
By the third hour, none of the content made any sense. None of it.
Yeah, I would love to have you guys down there.
Yeah.
Cool. Definitely. I'd be honored to have you guys down there.
We would love to do it. And then plus maybe we can talk to Funk Evolution or Jimmy Vivino that could come on and talk to us for a few minutes or something like
that. I can tell you that I'm sure all of the band members will be more than happy to talk with you. But I know for a fact that, you know, Jimmy Vivino's management is all for this.
Oh, cool.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Very cool. Any kind of press that they could do. And,
you know, put us in touch. They just want to talk to people. They're so down earth. I mean, he was just such a great guy. Such a great guy.
How cool is that? Like, this world-class musician, it just has such a great attitude
so
about
humble.
Coming east and bright.
It's so humble.
Love that.
And like his manager said, the stars were all aligned.
Dr. Main Monkey wants to do an advice and kissing booth and to make big money for your charity.
Oh, that's actually a good idea.
Pucker up to Dr. Main Monkey.
That's actually a good idea.
He's actually a pretty intelligent monkey, believe it or not. He is.
One smart monkey.
He is one smart monkey, for sure.
So talk to me
He's
about
a doctor
this.
Monkey.
What is this?
Dr. Main Monkey is our life counselor. They're a great band out of Syracuse.
Okay.
We've had them on before. If you want to check out a previous episode of EC Radio, there's some clips out there of Dr. Main Monkey's advice. And
it was epic.
It was a comical day, that's
okay,
for sure.
All right.
The doctor is in, so if you want to set up a kissing booth with the
kissing booth. Wonderful.
That would be hilarious.
Great.
We'll talk off air on it.
Any on air meetings today.
I'm trying not to. It's kind of
hard.
Happens
all the time.
It's too much.
I was laughing.
Well, what happens around here is people listen and they end up, oh my God, I can't believe blah, 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 blah is stealing our idea right now. But whatever.
I know. That happens.
I'm not getting it.
That happens.
Anymore.
But hey, they listen. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Now you know they listen.
That's
right?
What I say.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
What I say.
Exactly.
Thanks, Dr. Monkey.
He says chicken rules. What was the one? He goes, they wanted to give me the Nobel Peace Prize. And you know what I told him, chicken? I'd kill for that. Classic. No, but you got the city all like pumped up that Summerfest is coming. You do. I've talked a lot about it in the last couple of weeks.
Thank you.
I go out and about, we were at Wakely's a couple of weeks ago checking out Cassidy in Los Blancos, and I had a couple people asking me about Summerfest. Like, what's the deal? Yeah, they're like, what's the deal with that? And I'm like, We'll find out soon enough when I get Gene on the show.
Nice, nice.
So what other activities can we expect? I feel, did we cover everything? Or?
You know, for the most part, I really want to focus on the artisans and the crafters. I really want to get them in there. I've talked to a couple about doing some demonstrations.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would really be cool to have them do some demonstrations. So if there are any artists out there, glass blowers, pottery wheels, you know, just movement and excitement. But we did meet with a whole group of artists last week.
What about a drum circle?
Really? No, Jay.
We're going there. Nothing. Are we really going to go there?
Nothing says tomato pie like a good old-fashioned drum circle. Anyway, we love you, Sumner.
Jay.
Drum circle.
He's like, I talked to her on the Facebook, but I don't know. She might be afraid of me.
Yeah, this isn't the Sterling Music Festival.
I remember those days.
Oh, Gina, did we not have fun back then?
We had so much fun. Yes. I remember those days.
I think about Scotty Blues a lot. It just like, what would Scotty do right now?
Oh, God rest his soul.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know, Scotty. He was such a good soul.
Actually, it was you, I think, that made that initial connection.
With Scotty?
With Scotty, yeah. And then we all just became boys and friends and just lifelong friends.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I remember that, too. That I do remember. Yeah, I remember the first, and he was, you know, he had so much energy, and he was so wild, and he was just, I was like, wait till I meet this guy in person.
Uh-huh.
And he was just a great soul.
Yeah, absolutely. Great energy, just booming voice.
Great soul.
Somebody, you met him for the first time, you would never forget him.
You don't forget him. I could still see his face, and I haven't seen him in how long, you know what I mean?
He's been gone about 7 years now.
Has he been gone that long?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's unfortunate.
And when we used to go to those festivals, I used to have a hatchback, and I would pitch the tent, but I would say I was going to sleep in the tent, but I always went to my car, and I had this little bag or box or whatever it was at the time, and I had a tapestry. Do you remember that? Yeah. And I would pin it to the roof of my car, and I would hang my bells from my hatchbacks.
do you remember that?
Yes, I do. So when you opened up the hatchback, the bells would ring. Yeah. And that's how I did the whole festival scene. I brought my mirror and my mascara.
And you questioned the hipping?
Yeah. I said spiritual.
Spiritual, right.
At one time, Gina was like the manager, the road manager, the mom, the organizer, just the whip cracker, everything at once. She wore many hats back then.
Remember when we were at Vinny's, we were at Chips doing a show, okay, and the Funk Daddies were playing, and Rich walked by me and he goes, what the hell did he say? He said something like, you still don't know how to book a show. Do you remember that?
I don't.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. I bet you he remembers that if he's listening.
Yeah. Hashtag blackout years.
Hashtag blackout years, right.
So do you have the tiara?
No, I gave the tiara back to Kelly.
You did?
Kelly's got the tiara. Yeah, she was all, like, upset about it. I had it for, like, 2 years. Yeah. Yeah, I stole Kelly's tiara when... Where were we?
We were hanging out with some Piers and Blake's,
I think. Yeah, that's right. That's right. He stole her tiara.
You took a picture and you sent it to her, look what I got.
Yeah.
And she freaked.
I held
it. Because Kelly's the queen.
I held it hostage. Yeah. Well, she thinks she's the queen.
Laverne.
She thinks she's the queen.
I want to thank you for the present you bought us, too.
Oh, yes.
You brought us a nice, cool little thing from the past, a relic.
A relic, which is a better word than artifact, I guess. But, yeah. There's a date on that says 2001, and I made that picture, that line drawing that's on there, was actually a self-portrait that I had to do when I worked through my many colleges that I went to finish my fine arts degree.
That's an abstract self-portrait.
So it's a self-portrait. It was a self-portrait. I don't know what the assignment was. I had to do it like in 30 seconds or something like that. And so I always liked the way that it turned out. I turned it into paint, a couple different paintings, but I liked the line drawing best. And so I took that and I reproduced it, and I made all you guys this tapestry back in 2001, that Christmas. And on it, it says, when friends are family, spirits soar.
Wow.
Because that's really what you're still doing, and that's really what we were all about, you know, our entire group. everybody, you know, mm-hmm. our radio crew. I mean,
my friends are my family.
Absolutely.
Kate just checked in. She said, I think I need to meet Gina. She sounds very similar to me. Absolutely.
Yeah, I could see you two definitely getting along. There'd be some crazy dichotomy when you two get in a room together. I could see that happening.
I hope a lot of dancing, I think. I hope, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't danced in a long, long time.
But that present is so cool. And she brought it to us in a Victoria's Secret box. She's like, here, check this out. It's something I thought it was going to be something almost incriminating on me when you first handed it.
He's afraid to open it.
I was afraid to open it. I was.
What's in the box?
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
This is cool. So we got that hanging up. We need more art on the walls around here. And we got some more art coming really soon. This is actually going to turn into a whole mural.
Is it? Who's doing it?
Our good friend, Angela Johnson from BB Designs.
Oh, nice.
So she's going to do this all up for us and stuff. And
cool.
You know, another thing is we got an event happening with her, and that's in May. Maybe.
What is that?
That's Flower Fest.
Oh, okay. What is that?
And that's happening on Oneida Square. It's May the 12th, and we're getting together with vendors and stuff. There's a meeting. I have a meeting with her on Monday to put some more stuff. We're going to have, it's just going to be a one-day event, and there's artists and music and a whole bunch of stuff. So maybe you guys should tie into each other, and, you know, that's another avenue to promote your show, too.
You know, if Angela does some face painting.
I have the face painter for you,
you
too.
You do?
Yeah. You should make a list, and I'll check off of the things I could do.
I want to get, you know, I got the main things for the kids down, but I'd like to get a face painter in there now.
You and Angela should definitely talk.
Yes, you and Angela definitely talk.
If you need artists and whatever, definitely should talk to Angela.
Yeah.
But if Mary Fesh is out there listening, she's the face painter. She's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and she
okay.
goes to all the
all
kids'
right.
parties and all
yeah,
our friends.
Yeah, she was on yesterday with you guys.
She's,
yeah.
We can get Mike yesterday. Johnson. Everybody look like Kiss.
Everybody be Gene Simmons.
Yes, definitely get in touch with her. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. We got to have we should get together and have a little meeting and not on with microphones in our face.
Right.
You know, we should get together.
It's usually when we do the best thinking.
Not on
though.
Here.
Because you know you got friends here at the D that would love to help and want to see this succeed and want to see this blow up and put Utica back into the forefront when it comes to
doing
summer
festivals.
Well,
you were one of the first ones there to support.
I was?
Absolutely.
Oh, cool.
Yes, you were.
I didn't go to I couldn't make it to the press conference. I felt bad about that. I wanted to go to the press conference.
No, but you were online.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
And you said keep shining.
Yeah.
I remember that. I do. You know, you remember things like that.
Yeah. This is going to be great. It really is. Like, this is desperately needed. It's desperately
needed. Certain people that when they're in charge and they're in part of it, I think of you, Angela, Adeline, you know, various people that like, you know, you're going to get a good event. You're going to know you're going to have something for real. You know what I mean? You're not a fly by night. You know your shit. You know what you're doing. And it's awesome.
You know, and we want to grow the event. So as we grow year after year, hopefully, we'll start adding more components. We'll start adding different things to it. You know, this year, I just want people to come to. We're putting a lot of the budget into the music. And I really want to focus again on the artisans and crafters that are going to come down there and give them a chance to sell and to make some money down there. You know, for the time period that we have, and especially if you're bringing kids, that few hours is going to go by very, very quickly, you know, very quickly. So as we grow year after year and we add in different components, hopefully we can extend that time too.
Yeah, year after year would be perfect. I mean, I don't really like a one-off type of thing, you know?
Yeah, no,
this is something
I know,
that should be.
Yes.
No, I don't want to do that.
It should be a
I
yearly
be
event,
that. Mm-hmm.
An annual thing.
Keep growing.
Well, for everything that's going into it, you know, and for our sponsors, if there's anybody out there that wants to sponsor, definitely get in touch with me.
How do they get in touch with you?
Well, they can go on to my Facebook, The Event Co. I have to LLC it at the end, so it's The Event Co, LLC, because there's a couple different Event Co's on Facebook. One of them is actually in Syracuse. Or they can go on to UticaSummerFest.com, and there's links there. That'll connect you right to my website, and you'll find all kinds of contact forms there that you can get in touch with me. But, you know, my sponsors are financially invested, but so is the Event Co. So the Event Co is equally financially invested as my biggest sponsors are. And that's because we do want to grow it year after year. And I can say that the sponsor money is certainly not going to line my paycheck. Mm-hmm. You know, the sponsor money is going to underwrite the parts and the budget that need.
Well, there's expenses that go into this. It's expensive to put on something like this.
Lots of expenses. And don't forget that we live in central New York, so I'd be an idiot not to get weather insurance.
Right.
You know what I mean? Ever price that out? It's fun. But, you know, the Event Co. is financially invested because, you know, it's not just an event that we're putting on and then it's going to be forgotten. This is our event. It's our inaugural year. We're going out. We're stepping out into the community the right way. Mm-hmm. Everything's going to be done the right way, even the sanitation. So when my girls come down there and, you know, they got their kids or they're by themselves and, you know, nature calls, I have the Cadillac bathrooms for you.
Nice.
You got the fancy ones?
I absolutely did.
You went with the fancy ones?
Absolutely. A chick needs a good place to do her hair, put her makeup on, and her husband's going to stay at the bar and drink some more, her boyfriend, and yeah, they're going to stay all night. They're going to be comfortable.
And those aren't cheap.
No.
They're not cheap at all.
No.
And did you get several?
Well, I only had to get one unit to accommodate, you know, what we're expecting, but there's eight units in there.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it like one of those trailer type
mm-hmm.
deals?
Oh, nice. It's beautiful. It has floors and mirrors and it's nice, uh-huh. You know, and we'll have attendants on duty. So these sponsors.
Like bathroom attendants?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Like handing you a paper towel to wash your hands?
Absolutely.
Dry your hands off? And
class act all the way.
Really? The spray cologne and the pack of gum and everything?
Would you expect anything less?
Almost like you're at the casino.
That always kind of creeps me out because I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm not used to being pampered like that.
Creeps me out when the guy expects a dollar. And that's what creeps me out when a guy wants a tip for handing me a paper towel.
The little wicker bowl with the change in it and the little candies. Yeah.
Right. And then you find out he doesn't really work there.
Right.
Well, you know, too, I want to make sure that the entire event is safe and organized. And I think that an attendant in a bathroom is certainly going to, you know, and derail any stupid ideas.
Yeah, we all know how people are with bathrooms, you know, these Porter John type things.
They
find paper towels in the toilets.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
And then God knows who's doing what in the bathrooms. So, yeah, it's a good idea to have somebody there.
That. Yep. You know, public safety, I did promise the city that I would definitely pay close attention to the public safety, you know, and out of respect for the city and the police department and the fire department. I'm trying to make it as class act as I possibly can.
You're gonna.
Absolutely.
No doubt in my mind.
I've got a feeling, you know, you're gonna knock it out of the park.
Thank you.
I really, really feel it.
You got a lot of supporters out there.
I do.
Joan Durkin saying, way to go, Gina.
Joan. I love Joan.
And then Chia?
Shy.
Chai,
hi, Shy. There's a high school friend. You know,
Chai's saying great stuff, Gina.
So Thank you, Shy.
You've got a lot of friends out there. You got a lot of support.
Yeah.
And probably more support than you even know.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then once
I'm grateful for it.
You know, the people that you know are supporting you, but once like people really catch wind that this is going on again, I think you're gonna even more support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I think people miss this. People don't realize it until you take it away. You know, like they
like everything else.
Right. You know,
like everything else.
Good old summertime, everyone, it's good old summertime, whatever. Oh, they're blocking off the street and I gotta drive around, blah blah blah, and they got pissed. Yeah. Take it away. Now they're like, man, I miss good old summertime. You know,
Funk Evolution should open up with Cinderella. Don't know what you got till it's gone.
There you go.
Make it funky. You know,
let's put that request into those guys.
Make it funky.
I'm going to send them. We'll have a link on this, right?
Oh,
they can replay this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're on YouTube, Twitch.
And then after that, it turns into a podcast, too. So there's podcast and video as well. So you can go to everything on disruptionnetwork.net.
What's our time? Where are we on time? So I could tell them.
Do you got to get out of here?
so she could refer to him.
So I could refer back to
419.
419. Okay.
I don't know where it is. Like on.
You don't know how much we're into it. Okay.
It's 420.
Is it?
It's our favorite time here around the D. We pause for the cause. No, this is exciting though. And one more time, what else are you looking for? You're looking for artists. Are you looking for more vendors? Like, let's talk about that a little bit more too.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting a lot of submissions for like home show stuff. And I don't want to get into that. I really want to focus on the artists and the crafters, the jewelry makers. Again, I want to bring in some demonstrations, whether it be glass blowing or we talked to Four Elements Studio. Have you guys been down there?
No.
Oh, my God.
Not familiar at all.
Oh, first of all, first of all, he's such a great guy. Such a great
guy.
And
doing great things in the community.
Yeah. And then we went down there last week, and what an awesome facility he has down there. So many great artists. They do so many community things. They're involved in a lot of things. You guys should go down there. They're on the third floor, I think, right across from City Hall. Do you know where that is?
Oh, yeah. I know where they are.
Yeah. You know where that is?
Yeah.
So I was walking down, like you have to walk into like this little alley, and I replayed the scene of, what was it, Goodfellas, when he was like, that way.
I got some dresses for you.
That way.
Just go back.
All the way back.
Keep going. Go on. Keep going. Yeah.
Not Italian at all.
Right there.
So, all the way in the back. All the way.
Yeah, so he's got, Z and I used to watch the Godfather, right? Godfather marathons?
Yeah.
Remember?
I do remember.
We used to do that on Saturdays sometimes.
Jesus, that'd be like the whole entire day.
Well, yeah, and then we'd go out afterwards.
I remember there's like this one weekend I just did not want to go home or something, and I just ended up staying at her house for the whole weekend. Like, I'm not leaving, G.
Yeah.
She's like,
it was cool.
For sure.
It was fun.
Wasted, and she cooks. And by the way, Dave Borgia wants to know what's for dinner.
You know what, Dave? One night a week, I don't have to cook because my daughter goes to my parents' house for dinner. And so this is that night. And so this is the night that I don't cook. So you get nothing tonight. There's nada, Dave. Zero.
Call Slice Pizza.
Call me tomorrow, though.
Speaking of Slice Pizza, Tucker Rosemeyer is going to be our guest tomorrow. We're going to talk about our GoFundMe page that we got going on. We're sending a crew to Africa, Gina.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've heard about this.
You've heard about this?
Mm-hmm, I have.
We are educating the masses on the Iboga plant. Mm-hmm. Plant medicine is the real deal. It's a real thing. It's helping people. Mm-hmm. And of course, and I get into my little soapbox, but of course it's illegal in the United States, but
it's legal
in every other country, but except for the United States.
Of course it is.
Because it helps people. You know, why would the U.S. government want to help people?
Right. Why would they want to help people with mental disorders and opiate and heroin addiction?
Right.
You know, because we don't have a problem
Let's just close the psychiatric facilities and let all the nuts just go out. Here you go. Have fun. But anyways, this whole Iboga thing that we got going on, our partner here at Disruption, Todd Williams, is going to be taking a crew, and they're going to be making this documentary on the Iboga plant and the ritual that goes along with it. And Tucker just went through the ritual.
I know he did.
And it's changed him immensely.
I know.
You've known him. We've known him for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
And he's gone. He's totally done a 180 in the positive way.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have Tucker on talking about that tomorrow.
Nice.
And if you're listening, Tucker, bring us pizza.
Or cheesecake.
The best cheesecake. The other night we were, my daughter and I were on the couch, and she looks up at me. It's like 9 o'clock at night, and she's like, I want a piece of Tucker's cheesecake. Now, she doesn't even know Tucker. You know what I mean? She has no idea who Tucker is, but she hears me refer to, you know, if we're going to get a pizza or we're going to get cheesecake, I'll call Tucker, you know? So yeah, it was late, and she just came up with it, and I had a laugh. He does. He has the best cheesecake.
Oh, it's flavor country.
Was it a Purple Cow?
The Purple Cow Cheesecake Factory. Yeah.
I always forget that's him too. You know, like, because I'm so sliced.
Well, that was his dad. And his dad taught him the business, and now here he is doing this thing.
His father's cheesecake was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah?
No offense, Tucker, but his father's cheesecake was just ridiculous.
And he's still doing it.
Yeah.
Where was he selling that out of?
In Frankfurt.
Oh, okay.
Karma.
Remember that restaurant?
Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah.
Tucker's a great chef, too. You got to give credit to him, too, and his dad for making the great cheesecakes, but Tucker can really, really steer it up in the kitchen, that's for sure.
And like I said, with, you know, about Tucker and Addie and those guys, that, you know, they went and got the help that was needed. And then, you know, they, like I said before, they could have just went along their own lives and, you know, been on their merry way, but now they're going out and trying to help others.
Yeah.
And I think that's super important and super cool of them. You know what I mean? To take the time and their expenses out of their own pocket and to really dedicate this. I mean, Addie's been out there trying to call congressmen and senators and
for months now.
Right. And trying to get them to listen to this and at least look at it. And, you know, Tucker's flying all the way across the world to do this documentary. And we're talking people in Canada and Mexico. And
well, he's been back and forth
many
three
times
already.
Many times. Yeah. Peru, and he was down Costa Rica. Yeah. Yeah, he's been all over the place. I'm looking forward to chopping it up with him and talking about that, and as well as our GoFundMe page. We do have a GoFundMe page, and I know if you can afford it, and you throw a couple bucks our way, it's GoFundMe.com/Iboga. I-B-O-G-A, and that's our GoFundMe page, and we're looking to send it. We are. We're doing it. It's happening, whether we get the funds or not, which we're doing pretty well on funds, but we are sending that crew to Africa.
Even the PTSD, I mean, you know, you don't realize the people that have either full-blown PTSD or forms of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for some of the traumatic things that I've been through, I have a form of that I was able to get under control, but my face broke out so bad. And so they like put me through all these tests and it was crazy. I mean, it happened back in 2009, 2010. And I was really sick. And so they did all these tests on me and they thought that it could have been like, I don't even want to say the word, but we all know what I'm thinking. Mm. It had to do with the adrenal system. But what happened was I was going through something and my body got so used to producing the adrenaline that I was living off of adrenaline every single day, all day long. And so then when the issue was resolved and it was done, my body couldn't go back to normal.
Really?
Yeah. So it's actually a form of the PTSD. I have a strong mind. I have a really strong mind. So with it's a blood pressure medication that they put me on that cleared my face up, because to me that was so traumatic. You know, my face was a mess to the point where I couldn't even wash it with a washcloth. I mean, I'm not talking, you know, I had a little blemish. It was bad. And then obviously most recently for what we all just went through a couple years ago with my husband, it was the same thing. So that PTSD, it affects a lot of people.
Right.
It's not just people that go to war, and it's not just people that, you know what I mean?
People have been abused and maybe raped or something like that, or been through traumatic experiences, you know?
And it comes out in
firemen,
all different
police
forms.
Officers, yes.
Mm-hmm. All different ways.
I'm glad you brought that up, the PTSDs, because it's not just for addiction, too.
Right.
The whole Iboga plant, Ibogaine.
Right.
It also helped Tucker with bipolar as well, and depression.
Depression.
And PTSD. So it's not just addiction. But if you do know somebody who is suffering from some sort of PTSD or suffering from addiction, you know, the Iboga plant can help you. It's a fact of life. It has an 85% effective rate.
Well, and you know, when even with me and my condition, of course they wanted to, you know, put me on this and put me on that and put me on this, and I just, okay, I'll take the what do you call it, the script, the slip, and I walk out of the doctor's office and then I rip it up and I throw it out, and I never took anything, you know. Just, but that's the first thing they, you know, you know how that goes.
I don't want this shit.
I don't want this shit. I'm not doing this. But that's the first thing they do.
Yeah.
They prescribe something. And you know how against that I am. I'm so against that.
I am too. Yeah. I mean, my script list is huge. You know what I mean? And I don't take them as a prescribed, because if I did, I'd be a walking zombie.
A zombie.
And then they don't, you know, you hear times like, you know, they shouldn't have like mixed this with that. And then you're like, you know, you find out later if you did, you could have died.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of shit. And I'm like, how about we get to the point of like actually curing people?
Yeah.
You know, I understand.
Well, they don't want to cure it. They want to mask everything.
It's for the profit. I get it. But you know what? Once we put these more and more of this stuff in these people's faces, you know, things are going to have to change. I got a feeling it's so out of control right now that people are getting sick of it. And they're getting smart about it because we have the internet. We have, you know, these outlets, podcasts and whatnot that are exposing the truth. And that's what I'm really hoping, once we get put out this documentary, exposes the truth that there's actually help out there.
There is.
And we're not looking into it. And, I mean, they're doing it in Canada. You know what I mean? Why are they doing it in Canada? Because they don't have healthcare for profit. You know what I mean? They're there to try to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
the government makes more money of everybody being sick than being healthy.
Well,
that's the bottom line.
I experienced that firsthand.
It's unfortunate.
It's just, and I was Rage Against the Machine, if there ever was Rage Against the Machine. I mean, I was kicked out of hospitals. You know, I was. I had security guards waiting at the door because the nurse on the desk would say, she's coming, because I'd be on the phone screaming my head off, you know. But there was a reason for it, you know. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we do have that GoFundMe page.
And good luck with that.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And we'll be talking a lot about it tomorrow on tomorrow's show with Tucker from.
And obviously, you can tell. Like, I mean, you know, it affects you in multiple ways. It affects other people, even if it's not you directly. You know, maybe it's a family member or a friend. Chances are, most people will get the help from a friend. You know, somebody will say, you know what, maybe I'll pass this on to them, or you know, take a look at this. Because it affects so many people, and like we went down the lineage. I mean, it starts with like depression or you know bullying or whatever,
bipolar.
And then it switches to addiction, you know. And then from there, and then next thing you know, we got drugs and vandalism, or I'm sorry, like crimes and things of that nature that affects so many other people around them. And if we can nip it at the bud and you know fix this before it stems out of control,
it's already out of control.
Well, it is, but I'm saying like even at younger youth. I mean, you're 15 years old and you're hooked on opiates, what are you going to do? You're going to turn to crime. Now you're going to be, the people you did crime against are going to be affected. You're going to be in prison. You're going to be, you know what I'm saying? Like your family's going to be affected, your friends. You know what I mean? If we can get these people the help that they need and never gets that far, we're winning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Why shouldn't we be looking at this stuff?
Well, I'm happy for you guys. You got this thing going on.
If the government doesn't want to help and educate, your friends here at the D will help
you. Yes.
And educate you. You know, that's what we want to do. We want to help. We do. We want to help people. And we want to.
Reminds me of.
I've lost way too many friends in my life.
Goes back to that saying up there.
Exactly. Yes. It's
goes back to there.
It's hanging over chickens. That's like chicken's little angel right now.
Kind of reminds me of a suicidal tendencies quote. You can put a bullet in my brain, but you can't. You can put a bullet in my head, but you can't kill a word I said. You know what I mean? Like once we get this information.
I like that.
You like that?
I do.
It's from Give It Revolution.
I like that.
It basically, you know, once we put this out there, you can't take it away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's out there. We got proof.
Do you guys ever do music?
Yes and no. We did a lot of music, and this whole show is pretty much based around music. Of course, you know my background.
Right.
So, but the thing is, now that we've switched kind of formats and we're on different platforms doing more video and stuff like that, YouTube and Facebook and all those other Twitch and Periscope are pricks about playing music.
Yeah.
And they'll cut us. I mean, last night... For instance, last night East Beats and Biz were on, and they had a guy on, or a girl last night doing a freestyle, and the beat that they put behind it, they got flagged for that beat, and it was just like the girl was rapping over the beat, and they still got flagged for it. So it's a touchy situation, and it's unfortunate. I'd love to do more music, but when we had the radio side going, we were doing a lot more, but we figured we'll get back to doing some sort of live streaming and stuff, but it's more effective on the podcast. We get a ton of downloads on the podcast and views on video and stuff.
Well, that's
like that.
Huge now.
Yeah.
It's definitely huge.
Jared's checking in. My mechanic, my boy. In fact, we got the Jeep at his place right now.
Oh, you went to Jared?
I always go to Jared because Jared Pezdek is the man when it comes to mechanics. He's the man of mechanics, I'm telling you. When it comes to automobile repair, Jared is the guy I go to. So check him out. And
he looks like Zach Brown.
And what's he asking?
Oh, and he said, the Jeep is done. Thank you, Jared. He said, good old summertime again, or is Summerfest a little bit different? You want to go over the little rundown for him?
Yeah, you know.
Since he's late to the party?
You're late to the party.
Well, he was working on my Jeep.
I was just going to say, he was working. Give the guy a break. Yeah. So it is different. The main thing that's different is the days and the length of time within the day. So it's just Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it's 4:30 to 8. And we did that to accommodate all of the downtown merchants down there within that footprint that we're going to be set up in, which is Elizabeth Street to Blandina Street. That includes that state office building, Plaza Block. On that plaza, we will have ambient performers. We'll have a couple acts for the kids, and even the adults. I shouldn't just say for the kids. It's for the adults, too. We will have, again, I'm meeting with the city next week to figure out the footprint and where everybody's going to be placed, but we'll have some vendors in there. We will have the band shell set up with world class, again, Z, thanks for that expression, as it applies to the musicians. we'll have Funk Evolution on Thursday night, Jimmy Vivino and the Blue Soul Rockers on Friday night, and on Saturday night it will be the Boat Junks. And if you go to UticaSummerFest.com, that's a link to everything that's happening on Summerfest, and it talks about the musicians. They have great bios, very interesting musicians that we're bringing in, played with greats, some greats. We will have the artisans and crafters. So if there are any artisans or crafters out there that want to come in on Summerfest, get in touch with me through the website. I'm taking the applications. I really want to focus on them. I've told Z and Mike a couple of times throughout this that I would love to get some demonstrators down there, glass blowers, pottery, you know, whatever you guys can think of. If you want to come down there and you want to demonstrate, you can actually, if you're not selling, you can come down there and demonstrate for free.
Very cool.
Yeah, you can come down there and demonstrate for free if you're not selling. If you need a booth that you want to sell from, then we can work that out. The application I can have sent to you. And the food trucks. So lots to do for the kids, a ton of stuff to do for the kids. So it's family oriented.
Do you have an ice cream truck?
We do have actually an ice cream truck.
You just made chicken's day.
Yeah. And
we gotta have an ice cream.
And the
truck.
Lady with the gelat cart. She, ooh. Yeah, so
set us up near her.
Yeah, you want her?
In between her and
McCraith. Her and the beer.
Yeah. Okay. There we go.
And McCraith is coming in, and they're putting some great beer on tap for us.
Do you know what they're putting on?
Chad's told me a couple times. Yeah, but I forgot.
Wine slushies too would be good.
There's wine. They're bringing in some wineries. Wine slushies, that's a good idea, actually. I don't have wine slushies down
wine
there.
Wine slushies, I think, would go over really
I'm
well.
I'm surprised yeah. You don't have a wine slushy machine at your house.
You know why? I don't like all that ice.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that
it's
about
the way
me
of the
that
wine.
I can't touch ice?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't like to touch ice. So
really?
So in my freezer, it's been this little thing that I've had
You're
for...
so weird.
I know. But in my freezer, I have an ice scoop in the ice thing. And plus, I don't want hands in there anyway because you get germs, and you know how I am about that.
Mm-hmm. Our boy Tommy Morial checking in and says, thanks, Gina, for including Doughboys. And if you need anything, let him know.
Yeah, we needed Frandito. What is it? Frito Bandito?
A Frito Bandito.
I know. I'm hearing about this. Right. Frito Bandito, Tommy. I want one.
Oh, it's so good.
I want one.
So we actually had Tommy set up here a couple times. Yeah. Like right out on front, right in the.
You really?
Yeah. They'll show up early, too, like 9 o'clock in the morning, just so they can get the chicken going and put the fire going.
Tommy's always, I always go to Tommy when I have to ask a question about things, and he's a fair guy, and he helped me out with I wanted to price everything really fair for the food trucks, and I think I did that.
Cool.
So Tommy's always willing to help, and I appreciate that.
And I like Tommy's prices. You know, when he had the food truck out here, they were very fair prices.
Oh, absolutely.
Really fair.
Absolutely. Plus a guy who knows the game, too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He knows what he's doing. He's been in the music business forever.
So business.
Bar business.
Definitely a good guy you can lean on as far as advice goes and mm-hmm. stuff. So
he's always willing to help.
Absolutely.
Always.
Big absolutely. Reason why we're here.
Yeah, he's.
Is he really?
Yes. Pretty much the main reason why we're here.
Really?
Well, him, of course, and Frank.
Yes. Yeah,
and Frank, our landlord. Frank Donato.
Yeah. Frank's a good guy.
Yeah,
the
best. Kind of,
Frank's
Tommy,
such
Tommy
a
had
sweetheart.
Tommy had to twist Frank's arm a little to let us in here, and we stole his place.
And not only did we steal his place, but where we are sitting right now, there used to be four walls in here that we knocked down all the walls. We kicked him out of his office. We moved his office four or five different times, and he actually still likes us.
He comes back, can I get you guys anything?
He's
We're like, oh
such
my God.
A good guy.
He really
Thank
is.
You.
He really is.
MVD, of course.
The D is nowheres without Frank and Tommy.
And Thierry, I've known Thierry since I was a little girl.
Oh, yeah.
So when we go back to those Lansing Street days, mm-hmm. Back then, you can walk down to the corner store, and they had a corner store, I forget what street it was on. I'm so bad when it comes to that, but we would walk down as little kids, and we would buy candy, and so I've known Thierry forever.
Great, makes great pistachio cupcakes.
Every cupcake she makes is the bomb.
I haven't had any of her stuff.
Oh, you got to. I took one to my grandmother when she got out of the hospital, and she just devoured it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
She made us cupcakes one time. She was like, here, these were extra, and we fat kids that we are.
Then she made us a cake, the pistachio cake.
Oh, the cake was phenomenal.
That was amazing.
Oh,
she's
a good girl. She is. I love her. She's a good girl.
We're very, very thankful to have both of them in our lives. Absolutely. And Tommy as well. He says, thanks, guys. Love you all. So we love you too, Tommy. And thanks for everything you've ever done for me in my lifetime. And this dates back to like the early 90s.
We got a great support group along the D.
We do. We're very, very blessed. We're very blessed.
You guys have a great support group, but you are also a great support group.
Oh, thank you.
You know,
sometimes it's hard being my friend, though. It's not easy being my friend. Ask Gabe, who's checking in right now.
What's up, Bo?
How easy it is to be my friend.
We've been friends for a long time.
Gabe, you're making pizza free at the Summerfest.
Oh, yes,
we volunteered you, Gabe.
You're on pizza free duty, Summerfest.
You're spinning pizza free.
Okay.
We've got you so busy this year.
Yeah, you don't know it, but that's what you're doing.
We signed him up for the Relay for Life.
Yeah.
So he's got a DJ for that, and now we signed him up to make pizza free at Summerfest. And now
I feel like there's something else we
oh, the dunking tank.
Oh, the dunking tank.
We're putting him in a dunk tank. There's a few things I want to see. He's in, so.
You're doing the dunk tank to what? Raise money for
our GoFundMe. GoFundMe page. And we're doing that down the road. That's going to happen. We got to get on that.
We're going to try to do a bunch of different on-air, you know, fundraiser things. Keep things fun and, you know, like get people to, you know, donate for this.
And participate.
Yes. And, you know, maybe offer them something different that, you know.
Yeah.
It's more fun.
We got a lot of things in the works.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the one thing that we got in works, and I'm excited that you agreed to it, is we're going to set up at Summerfest.
I'm really happy you guys are coming down there. Definitely.
It was the first thing I thought of when I saw you announce this. Yeah. I'm like, we gotta broadcast.
Yeah, I really want you guys down there. Yeah, definitely.
You know, it'll help, and you know, hopefully we can bring some people to the fest.
And we've been wanting to bring you on, you know, multiple times in the past. You know, just things didn't work out.
I know,
and
you guys have asked me a couple times.
And then, like, this came up, I'm like, oh, she's got to come in.
Yeah,
absolutely. As much as we can do, be a part of it, we're happy to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you.
The other day he hits me up and, you know, I've been out of the loop. I've been on vacation and he's like, so when are we booking Gina? I'm like, oh, she's coming on Wednesday.
Yeah. It's already
it's already booked. So.
He had contacted me when you were in Vegas and, but I think I talked to you first. Yeah. So. That worked out. Here we are.
Absolutely.
It's June 21st through the 23rd, downtown Utica, from Blandina Street to Elizabeth Street. That's what, a good two-block radius.
Two blocks, yeah.
That's a good two-block radius.
Yeah, it incorporates Devereaux.
Uh-huh. Oh, great. Even better. So our boys, Jordan
and
Tommy Powers and Tim Starziak, you know, we can go up there for some pops after it's all done.
Actually, the day before the press conference, we went up to the Devereaux, and but they weren't there, so we didn't get a chance to talk to them before the press conference.
How many wild nights we have at that place?
Oh, dear Lord!
At one time, remember we booked a couple shows at the Devereaux back in the day.
Yeah,
that was right.
It's good
in the middle of the blackout years. But I do remember booking a couple things there.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did it. Wonder Twin Powers activate.
Yes, we did. What did we bring in there?
I remember Ron Levy for sure.
Oh, wow. I remember that.
Ron Levy's Wild Kingdom. Ron Levy was B.B. King's keyboardist for
years.
Yes,
I remember that.
In fact, his backup band, I'm still really tight with Johnny Trauma and Bill Carbone and those guys. So still kind of talk to them on Facebook and whatnot. So
nice.
They all played at the EC at one time or another. But yeah, that's the one I do remember. And then the rest of them I forgot.
Yeah, me too.
Gordon Stone was another one. I did my birthday party with Gordon Stone one time at the Dev.
Were you?
It was a great place.
Were you at K-Rock when we did the Backwoods Bash?
Oh yeah.
Were you with us?
Oh yeah.
That was an interesting time.
I think that was the time that I slammed my finger in my hatchback of my car. Do you remember that?
No.
Why? Because you didn't have the bells hanging up? You didn't know they were closing? If you had the bells hanging up, you'd know it was closing.
Christy, right? Exactly. Christy will weigh in on this one. Yeah, I slammed my finger in the back of my hatchback, and I was like, somebody lift up my car, please, because this door is on it. Just gushing, okay? Oh. Somebody put a napkin around me, and somewhere along the line, I got a Band-Aid, and we kept sailing through the backwards bash. Yeah.
I remember I would disappear for like 6 hours. Like, because I knew people at the other end of the place, and like, I'd come back and people were like, where the hell did you go?
Yeah. Like, I remember that. It was a lot of fun, too.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
We had, what's his name? Was DJing there. He, what was his name? The small guy.
Paul Smalls.
Paul Smalls. Yes.
Yeah. Mom, come give me a mouth.
He's sitting there doing, he's doing live calls. We're sitting around a campfire. He's doing like live call-ins, getting paid. So we decided to mess with him. We started licking his ear while he's in there. We got him to finally break down and laugh during
I
his
I can't
call-in.
Believe you just referred to the small guy. I can't yeah, believe small it. Guy. Wow, I can't believe it.
Flashback.
Yeah, it was
took me a moment to think of his name. Yeah, Paul Small.
Flashback.
Yeah. Oh my God, you just reminded me. I got to tell this story. The very first time I met him, I was doing a remote for K-Rock, and they sent me to like the middle of Weedsport for some stock car race or something like that. And they're like, you got to meet with this guy, Paul Smalls. He's the event organizer. He was also a radio guy for some other station at the time.
And he's like 6'7".
Right. That's
right, right.
And so I meet him and we got along great. And we were walking around and this guy was like a celebrity to the rednecks. They loved this guy. And they're taking pictures with him and stuff like that. Paul, well, he was a great guy though.
Yeah,
he
had that personality.
Yeah.
You know, he was humble and he can get down in there with you. He had the perfect.
He was like a big Joe Dirt kind of.
Yeah. But it's so funny. Like you talk to him outside of work. He's very, like you said, soft spoken, you know, nice guy. And then he gets on air and he's like a completely like,
different.
Yeah. He was a good guy.
Total radio guy.
Yeah. Mom, definitely. Come get me. I'm out. That was his catchphrase every show that he ended with.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember I'll that. Never forget.
I had to follow him so many times.
I bet.
So
I bet.
Another one that, you know, God bless his soul, is Frank McBride.
Yeah.
We were just doing the heart walk, and every time we make that bend, I'm like, oh, man, I miss Frank.
Yeah, me too.
I still have our Facebook messages.
Yes, I've seen some of those.
I still have
in
those.
In the threads and stuff. And,
yeah.
And, funny guy.
And kudos to the guys over at,
The Drive?
Puffin' Stuff,
okay.
When they play Frank's old commercials every now and again, they'll still play those.
Do they?
And it's so great to hear his voice on the radio, you know, so that's awesome to them. Those guys that keep bringing it back, you know.
He always would play Billy Joel's stilettos for me at like that 5 o'clock hour because he knew that I'd be in the kitchen cooking, you know what I mean? And, all right, Gina, pour your wine. I'm going to play stilettos for you.
Every time I hear While My Guitar Gently Weeps, yeah.
Weeps, yeah.
The Beatles.
I always think...
Of
Frank
him?
McBride.
Do you really?
Yes, because I don't know why he always used to play that song. And
Baby, I'm Amazed. He used to play that too. He used to say it was the greatest love song ever written. Yeah.
Good old Frank.
Miss God Frank, bless him. For sure.
Yep.
Funny
great
man.
Guy.
Are there any new bands out there you're listening to when you're cooking dinner? Or is it just you stick
you
to the
know,
classics?
I'm on the Pandora.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm on the Pandora.
What's your Pandora station? Your go-to?
It depends.
Yacht Rock?
Well, the Yacht Rock is a serious. Okay,
but, so and Pandora.
Yacht Rock's on Pandora?
Oh, yeah.
Oh really?
What is
I didn't
Yacht
know that.
Rock?
Oh, it's like, you know, all that 70s, like, picture
the Holly Notes and, like, if you like pina colada.
In the sun.
They play a lot of Little River Band. And
Little River Band. All that love stuff.
Yeah.
You know
well,
what I mean?
Really, yeah, no, right.
Yeah.
Yuppie-ish.
Yuppie-ish. Yeah. That's 70s stuff. Yeah. But
Rupert Jones.
Yeah. What is this song?
Pina Colada.
Pina Colada.
The Pina Colada song.
So on my Pandora, I go back and forth from either Jackson Browne, Bobby Caldwell. I love the Bobby Caldwell. Love it. Because on the Bobby Caldwell, I get a lot of Chardet. I love him. Jackson Browne, Bobby Caldwell, and Boz Giggs. Those are the three I go back and forth.
Right on.
And then in my car, I have Tom Petty radios on the first one. This is the, you know, how your screen can, what's it called? When your screen goes back and forth, you have like different, whatever it is. But on that one screen, you know, you can have
an old
five,
car.
You can have like five different screens, you know what I mean? And program like different channels on each one. So on that one screen, I have Tom Petty. And then I go to like Love, because Love was, I don't know what Love was, if it was the Eagles channel. You know, Sirius comes out with these limited edition. First they did the Eagles, then it went to Billy Joel, and now it's on Freebird, which is Skinnerd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that Southern rock stuff, so I have that on. But I love listening, if I take the kids to school in the morning, Tom Petty in the morning. You know, David Frick does a show. Beaumont Tech does a show, which is just great stuff. Actually, Petty was on this morning doing his show, which was great to hear. And
wait,
he
who?
Tom Petty. They're playing the recordings.
Oh, they're playing old. Yeah, okay, I was gonna say, would they resurrect him?
He's back.
Yeah, you know, and he gets into like that '50s and '60s stuff. Like I posted on my Facebook today. I posted the Rolling Stones, Little by Little. Then he did a Muddy Waters song. He did, you know, the Stones from the 60s. He goes really deep into all that, that Chuck Berry feel. He's so much fun to listen to in the morning.
Do you still go to live shows?
I haven't.
She's putting one on in June.
Yeah, this is just for me. You know, I guess this is my excuse. But I haven't. I haven't gone to a live show. The last live show we went to, it's funny because I would say, Wally, every year on our anniversary, Wally would say to me, what do you want for your anniversary? And if you knew me and Wally together, you know, we had that dynamic. Like, you can picture it. You know, well, you did know me and Wally together for a little while, you know. What do you want for your anniversary? I want to go see Boz Giggs because Boz always did this this gig. Where was it? Somewhere down in, I can't think, one of the casinos in Atlantic City. Okay. And, oh, okay, he would say to me, the anniversary comes and he would bring me another gold dip, the 24 karat gold dipped rose. And I'm like, thanks. You know, and I never got to go see Boz Giggs. But it was actually the very last show that we went to together. Was Boz Giggs. We got to see him at the Turning Stone, and that was the last live show I've seen.
Yeah.
You know, I go locally. I see my uncle play, two of us, you know. That's it, though. I haven't gone anywhere. I haven't done anything.
Yeah. What's some of your favorite concerts you've been to, though? Because prior to all that, you used to go to a lot of live
prior
shows.
Prior to that, I had a few miles, definitely, you know. Yeah, I mean, I saw the Dead when the Dead was the Dead at Rich Stadium with 80,000 strong.
You're dating yourself, Gina.
I know. Well, we already did it.
Yeah, so we did a couple times.
You know?
35, you said?
35. Mm-hmm. Not a day over 35. yeah, the Dead. I used to love to go to the Dead. But I used to like doing the whole club circuit, too. You know?
The
we
locals.
Saw some really good, well, even regional stuff, yeah. You know? We saw some really, really good stuff out there. Good stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of them used to come through that bar in Utica. You know what I'm talking about?
Captain Trips.
Captain Trips.
Yeah. Well, that one and the other one there.
Well, there would be no EC without Captain Trips. So that's the truth. That is the truth. But we do have a big concert that's happening June 21st through the 23rd. Summerfest. Gina, one more time. Putting it together. You're doing it. You're doing it. You are. You're doing it.
Thank you.
No turning back now.
No, there's no turn. You know how many times I've sat there to myself? Really? Like I'm laying there at night and, you know, all this stuff is going through my head. And, yeah, there's no turning back now. No. Nope.
I think you're going to kick ass. I really do.
Thank you.
Not just this event and all the events you do.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I absolutely have a lot of confidence that you're going to just kill it all the time.
Plug the pairing that you got at the Stanley coming up really soon, too.
The pairing is on April 29th. It's a Sunday night, and it runs from 4 to 7. And in 2017, we did three of them throughout the year, and the event raised over $10,000 for the Stanley Theater. And what we do is we take 104 people. We cap it at 104. So there's 13 tables set on stage of the Stanley Theater, and we serve a four-course meal. Jeff Daniels did our first one in April, and I asked him to do this one again because he did such a wonderful job. They all did a wonderful job, but I have a special place in my heart for Jeffrey, another guy that's always willing to help. So Jeff is coming back, and he's going to serve a four-course dinner, and McCraith is coming in. And last year it was just craft beer, but we got a lot of calls for wine. So we're doing both. So McCraith is coming in and bringing four breweries and four wineries. And Carl is heading that up for me now. Thank you, Carl. And he's also, what we're adding to the social hour, we do a social hour from 4 to 7. And he's going to do spirit tasting there. So like the bourbon cream stuff, he's got that all set. And Casa's coming in to the social hour, and they have a wonderful spread. It's going, you know, traditional old school Italian that night from the social hour right to the dinner.
Right to your stomach.
Right. You're going home in a food coma. And then at 5 o'clock, we take all the guests to the stage. And we serve them dinner. We pair them with the beer or the wine, whatever they prefer. And we have a jazz trio that we'll have up on stage playing through dinner. And tickets are $75. You can go to the Stanley website, stanley.org, and buy the tickets right through their box office or go down there during the day. And all of those proceeds go directly to the Stanley Theater.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Very cool. And then the Stanley needs the help, too. They need the funding. So
yeah,
events like this is what keeps them going.
And this and Summerfest, you know, I really need to thank. We have other sponsors, but... Again, the Restaurant Equipment Company and Adirondack Bank did not hesitate. You know, they saw what we did last year with, actually, Restaurant Equipment Company was with me last year on the pairing. And Tony Modio, he came back again. And when they both heard about Summerfest, you know, they're with me for the entire year. And I am so grateful for them.
Excellent, excellent. It's so cool.
Our friend Addie just checked in. She said, if Gina's involved, it's going to be amazing. Way
Thank
to go.
Thank you.
She Thank said the
you.
Pairings were so much fun.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Adeline was there. That's right. She was there. Adeline stepped up, too. She won something really cool. What did she win?
She always wins, I feel like.
She is a winner.
She is. That's absolutely true.
They bid on something. There was an auction, and they bid on something, and she stepped up. I mean, got something really cool. Yeah, the pairing was fun. That was a fun one that she was at.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. Awesome, awesome.
Thank you, Adeline.
Yeah, she's the best. We love her. She's another one.
She's an MVD award winner, too.
Yeah, we gave her an award this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the most
What's
valuable
the award?
D.
Oh, yeah?
her and Frank.
Frank got one, too. Frank yep. Donato.
Nice, nice.
And they both earn it. Absolutely.
Nice.
Hands
That's
down.
Cool.
Tenfold.
That's cool.
She won an Elton John autograph plaque.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Wow, what a great prize.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Tom Starr, you know, he's got like all this stuff. Okay.
Is he a hoarder? Is he?
You know, I wouldn't call him a hoarder, uh-huh. but I think that when he takes some of this merchandise out of his house, mm-hmm. his wife is just a little bit more happier, you know? Although I can only see what it must look like when he's digging for it. Because, you know, Tom, he's just got, for as much stuff as he has in his head, you know Tom, mm-hmm. and he's got a lot of information in his head. He probably has 10 times that. As far as these, like, you know, rock and roll memorabilia. And so he comes into these pairing gigs and he puts stuff up for auction and they're just the coolest thing. There was the Elton John plaque. There was a jacket that he had autographed by somebody. I forgot who it was. And he put that up. He's come in with some pretty cool stuff.
Right on.
Yeah.
Kudos to Tom Starr. Tom's the man.
Yeah. He's and, definitely. You know, again, all that money goes to the Stanley Theater.
Cool.
Yeah. So, you know, we like to be involved with the Stanley Theater. They have a great crew down there. You know,
Thank
I have.
You.
I have. Really? No, I know you're part of it.
No, they do. You know,
they
from
do.
Jerry and Linda and Nick and Steve and Gina
everybody.
And Emily and everybody that works down there. Dave and Bob and the maintenance department
everybody.
And all the stage crew. Everybody. We mentioned them yesterday,
One
too.
Of the most underrated facilities
did.
In the city.
Oh,
hands
absolutely.
Down. It really
and
is.
Jerry has done so much with it. You know, he's
That
really
position's tailor-made for him.
Absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely. But you know what? I said the same thing about Steven Swan.
Yeah, true.
True. But I think the Stanley's, it fits him more.
Well, as far as the whole, you know, music and performing arts mm-hmm. and things like that, definitely. You know, and I have a special love for Jerry. I mean,
totally.
I go back for how, well, even before I started working at the radio station, I was actually dating somebody in radio way back then. And that was, I don't even remember.
Stop dating yourself, Gina.
I know.
His name was Johnny Fever.
There you go. Venus Flytrap.
Oh,
hilarious.
God.
Hilarious.
I know.
Well, we were just about out of time. Gina, thank you so much for coming. Again, it's Summerfest. It's happening in downtown Utica. It's June 21st through the 23rd. Go. You don't have to buy tickets. It's free, people. It's free. Don't ever say there's nothing to do in this town because my friend over here, Gina, is putting on something for you to do in this town, as well as so many more of our friends are putting on things to do in this town. And Summerfest is well needed. It is. It's much needed, I should say. So thank you so much. And one more time, plug the website and how people can get a hold of you if they're artists or vendors or volunteers.
It's very easy. If you go to UticaSummerfest.com, that'll link you right to my website. It'll take you directly to the page. There's all buttons on the page, the artist, the vendor forms. Everything's right there. You can message me. You can find me on Facebook.
Excellent.
And I'll be there.
Excellent. Thank Excellent. You. Thank you for coming in. And tomorrow I want to tell you guys again, tomorrow, my good friend from Slice Pizzeria, Tucker Rosemeyer, is going to be in. We're going to talk a lot about the Iboga plant, Abogaine, all the changes he's been going through, the documentary that we're doing in Africa, and the GoFundMe page, which if you're interested in donating some money to us, it's www.gofundme.com/Iboga. I-B-O-G-A, for those that can't spell Iboga. I-B-O-G-A. So I will be at Griffin's tonight. If anybody wants to stop down, have a couple pops, I'll be down there. Right around 8 o'clock. So you can listen to this podcast and previous podcasts of EC Radio and all the great content here on Disruption Network on the all-new, and big ups to my boy Pete from Creative CNY Creative Concepts, my boy Pete Perrone. Big ups to him because he designed the website for us. It's the all-new DisruptionNetwork.net. We'll see you tomorrow. So, let me do this and this and...
We are a generation of lost masculinity, and we got to start getting it back. No matter if you're straight or gay, no matter if you stick it in the front or you stick it in the rear, for the love of our sons, we've got to stick it in there like a man.
You know what the hell you're listening to?
It's EC Radio.
Hey, it's Adeline Van Dyke from Coldwell Banker Faith Properties in Utica. I always get asked, why do I love real estate? It's very simple. I love my clients. I love every single thing about helping them find or sell their home. Making sure the home is solid and ready for sale, or solid and ready for the buyer's inspection, to making sure that they're getting the best rate on their mortgage, making sure they're getting the best price on their house. You know, just everything involved in the sale is vital. My absolute favorite part of real estate is when a buyer walks into the house they're going to buy. I can feel it before they even know they're loving the house. It's just that obvious. So I'd love to experience that feeling with you. So give me a call. Adeline Van Dyke, Coldwell Banker, Faith Properties, 315-404-6431. Or you can find me on Facebook or visit my website at centralnewyork.com/Adeline. Thank you. And I look forward to welcoming you home.
When it's your hard-earned money on the line that you are investing into a home, it makes sense to choose a proven professional to assist you in making one of the biggest investments you may ever make. Josh's dedication of over 20 years to the home construction industry allows him to bring knowledge and experience to your doorstep. That means you can feel confident and comfortable with his service to you. Past clients love his attention to detail and thorough written reports. By allowing priceless inspections to help you make a well-informed decision concerning your property, you will find that a quality inspection is priceless. Follow Priceless Inspections on Facebook or call 315-525-8725. In the Mohawk Valley, for the best real estate service, you gotta have faith. Caldwell Banker Faith Properties, 315-735-2222 or www.centralnyhomes.com.